Sharma Didi, Guanjo, April.
And just in case they want to share
second,
with somebody else, some other parents from the
talking
class.
To Gorson.
So then we met Gurudev, and I said, I asked the question to him that I had asked my godbrothers, but never got a satisfying answer.
那么当时呢，我见了姑姑的时候呢，我就问他一个问题，说我跟我的好兄兄弟咨询过，就是他在做的事情，但是呢，从没有得到一个呢比较为呢满意的这个答案。
I'd been becoming increasingly upset that I had no taste for chanting.
那我也逐步呢哈，见得有点就变得有点呢哈心烦了，有点心烦意乱，就说呢对唱诵的没有品味。
And also no realization or experience of what I was preaching around the world.
而且呢，对我所向全世界传述的东西哈，传播的东西啊，没有任何的体验，以及没任何觉悟。
So I told Gurudev that I've been chanting for 26 years, but I have no realization, no taste. What should I do?
我当时呢哈就跟Gurudev说了，我说我唱诵了26年哈，但是呢没有品味，没任何觉悟。
So previously, when I had asked my godbrothers the same question, they would very nicely quote some verses from the scriptures, but and it was very interesting about the glories of the Holy Name, but it didn't do anything.
Change me.
So when I asked Gurudev, he sat up straight and he said, you have to associate with someone who has taste, and that's how you'll get taste.
那么古典呢，我问这个问题的话，他说呢，他就端直身子，然后他就说了一句，他说呢，如果你要在唱诵方面获得品味，你就必须呢，跟那些呢对唱诵已经有品味的人联谊。
So then a light bulb went off in my head, and the flood of all the millions of things I had read and heard from Prabhupada about the importance of association all flooded into my mind.
所以突然间好像那个灯泡亮了一样哈，就是我以前我从帕帕的书里面所讲听到的时候，这些关于圣人联谊啊重要性等等这些呢，经典哈这些东西呢，全部在我脑海里面呢闪现。
And I thought to myself, is that you you're speaking about?
哦，那么我当时在心里面就揣测了哈，他说是不是你说的是你自己呀？叫我跟你联谊，意思就是说叫我跟你联谊。And
then I asked him that I've been preaching for so many years and I have no experience.
那么我当时呢，我就跟哈 Gurudev 说了哈，他说我呢传教很多年，但是呢我没有体验。
I said I have intellectual understanding of what I'm saying. You know, I can answer any question, practically, but no experience.
他说我可以呢，在理智上哈，就是在心智层面呢，可以呢去呢，剖析我所明白的东西，所传教的东西，但是呢，没有呢哈，真正的体悟。
So I thought he was going to say, well, intellectual understanding is not everything, which was obvious.
但我只是在猜哈，他可能会讲哈，这个呢，心智上的明白这道理的话呢，还不够。
And then he said, but he answered by saying, intellectual understanding is no understanding.
但是呢，Gurudev讲的更严重，就是说呢，他说心智上去明白一些事情，是就是没明白。
Which is rather surprising.
比我的更令我惊讶的啊，这回答，就说你在心智上明白，实在是没有明白。
He said, just like if I tried to give you, he said, intellectual understanding of a rasagula.
就像我跟你讲哈，这个 rasagula 怎么好吃啊哈，就是在理智上去描述给你。
You know rasagula?
Rasagula 知道吗？这个印度甜品。
So he said, if I just say to you, it's white, it's wet, it's the spongy, it's the size of a ping pong ball and it drips down the sides of your mouth. Would you understand what a rasagula is?
就像我跟你描述哈，这个 rasagula 是白色的哈，是蓬松的，啊，有汁的，然后呢是那个就是，啊，很甜的啊。这些呢词语的描述，那你能不能明白这个 rasagula 究竟是什么东西呢？用这词语，实际上是不明白。
So then again, another light bulb went off in the flood of things that I remembered from Prabhupada. Oh, this is what Prabhupada meant, that you actually have to realize it. Otherwise, where's you have no Krishna consciousness. It's not an intellectual thing, or now I'm a senior devotee and you're a junior devotee.
所以的话呢，我的另外一个灯泡又灭了哈。大概是说灯泡灭了，就是说呢，一个错误的概念又被打掉了。所以呢，就是之前呢，泡泡的也说过了，你要去确实的觉悟这东西，不然的话，你并不能称之为真正具有不显视觉。不显视觉的核心在于觉悟。
And then he said, just like if you hear that Radha and Krishna are walking hand in hand through the forest, then you think, oh yeah, I remember, I used to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend and we used to walk down the forest. Yeah, I got it.
就像一个人哈，就是说呢，哦，听到呢，就读到了哈，经典描述呢 ，Radha Krishna 哈，手拉着手在森林里面哈，这个漫步。那么他可能就马上联想起，哎，我以前有个女朋友或男朋友哈，我们也在那个哈森林里面呢拉着手哈这样走啊，他就是只会联想到这一点。
But really, you haven't got anything.
实际上呢，你这种呢哈就没有得到任何东西。
So then, then he told me what I should be wanting to realize. What I should be wanting to realize.
他就告诉我哈，我应该要去觉悟的东西。
He said, Radharani was in Man. She was upset with Krishna and she wouldn't speak to him.
比如说呢 ，Radharani 哈，在 Man 这种情感里面，这种愠怒啊，这种生闷气的情绪里面，她不想跟 Krishna 说话。
And she was on one side of Radhakund and Krishna was on the other side.
那么他在 Radhakund 的一边哈 ，Krishna 呢在另外一边。
And he was lamenting that she wouldn't speak to him.
但是呢，他自己呢也在感叹哈，我为什么不跟他说话呢
？So the air wanted to do some service.
这时候呢，这个空气啊，想做一点点服务了。
So the air took the fragrance from inside her veil. And carried it to where Krishna was on the other side of Radhakund.
那么这个空气的话呢，携带着哈 Radhika 呢，这个衣服啊，那个芬香了哈，芬芳了，那么就去到了 Krishna 那边去了。
And then when the fragrance went in his nostrils, he thought, Oh, now I've attained Radharani. Now my life is successful.
那么当这个香味飘到了哈 Krishna 这个鼻孔的时候呢，他就说了，哦，现在我得到了 Radharani， 我的生命哈成功了。
So again, another light flashed. A light bulb flashed.
Flashed.
I know a light bulb went off. Went on.
In
my
head.
You know, like in the cartoons, you see a light bulb.
Light bulb, yeah.
Over the person's head.
Yeah. It's on or off.
On.
Off. 真的哈，这时候呢，一个灯泡要亮。刚才是一个灯泡灭了。
And I remembered all the things that Prabhupada said about the absolute nature of the Lord. So if the Lord is absolute. Radharani is also absolute. Her fragrance is also non-different from her, and that's why Krishna felt that he attained her.
所以的话呢，我就在想起呢，画画的讲过的哈，这个绝对真理，这个绝对层面，就是说自然的 Krishna 是绝对的，那么 Radharani 是绝对的，那么它的芬香啊，芬芳啊哈，体香啊也是绝对的。那么这意味着呢 ，Krishna 只要闻到它这个体香的话呢，意味着就是得到它本人。
So then, he said that we should that. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur has prayed that I desire to be the heir that serves Radha and Krishna in this way.
So, 呢有个圣人哈叫 Prabodh Saraswati， 这个圣人的话呢，他就说了哈，我希望呢能成为这个哈空气啊去服务呢Krishna。
Or I desire to be one of the sticks on a broom.
甚至的话，我想成为那扫把里面的一根哈棍子。
That sweeps the courtyard of the Kunj
of
that Radha who has so much control over Krishna.
去打扫的哈，这个能够如此控制 Krishna 那位 Radha 的哈，这个空想哈，这个森林花园里面的这个院子。
So right from the beginning, Prabhupada Gurudev told me that you should desire to be a Palyadasi, a maidservant of Radharani.
所以呢，一开始呢，师父殿呢就跟我讲到了哈，就说呢，你要成为呢。
So then I was in Vrindavan with Gurudev for a few days.
So I was in Vrindavan with Gurudev for a few days.
And then now was my time to go to Bombay to meet with the GBC. So I was in a meeting with Giriraj Swami and Burijan and Tamal Krishna Maharaj. In Giriraj Swami and Kamal Krishna Goswami and Purijan and I told them about my meeting with Gurudev.
那么我当时就跟他们说了我跟 Gurudev 的见面。
And I didn't know that they were also seeing him.
但是呢，我当时并不知道他们实际上也在跟他见面。
And then when I told Samal Krishna Maharaj that, and he told me to be a Palyadasi or something like that. So then he went like that. He was like in shock because he knew what I was talking about, even though I didn't.
那么当时我就跟他说，我说呢，这个就是 Gurudev 跟我说了要成为 Palyadasi 就成为那 Radharani 的女仆。那么当时呢，他听了很震惊。因为他知道我在说什么，实际上我不知道我这些是什么说什么哈，我只是重复他的话。
So then for the next week in Bombay, he called me to his room in Bombay, and every night he would give me a class, just me, on all the teachings that he had learned from Gurudev.
那么当时呢，每天哈，他就在孟买的时候，每天他都跟我讲一堂课。只是给我讲,
and Giri Rajaswami would just be sitting there and every once in a while he'd say something.
那么呢这个
Giri
Raj Maharaj 呢也坐在那里哈，不时的插话讲一些东西，他就教我们讲了，从 Guru Day 那听来这些东西。
So then I was supposed to go back to America, but then because of my association with Gurudev, I switched and I went back to America just to get all my things and I went to stay with Gurudev in Vrindavan.
本来我是要回美国的，但是呢因为 Gurudev 这个联谊啊，我很快呢回美国把东西拿回来后呢就飞到 Vrindavan 去。
But I wasn't exactly sure that this is what Prabhupada wanted me to do.
但是呢我当时没有确信这就是 Prabhupada 要我做的事情，没有确信感。
So I was living in the Krishna Balaram Mandir.
我当时也在那 Krishna Balaram 这个 Mandir,
staying in the guest house.
面住着。
And I remember sitting on a rickshaw, I forget where I was going, and I was just weeping out loud in front of everybody, praying to Prabhupada, please tell me if this is what you want me to do.
当时呢，我在这车上哈，就大声在那里哭啊，就向帕帕的祈祷哈，你告诉我，我现在做的这事情对不对？
And I called up Tamal Krishna Goswami and I said, what do you think? It means living in Vrindavan.
我当时呢给 Tamal Krishna Goswami 打电话，他说呢，你觉得怎么样哈？我现在这边。
He said yes, I think this is what Prabhupada wants.
他说了一句哈，他说是的，我觉得这是 Prabhupada 要的事。
And then I went to Mathura where Gurudev was staying. Mathura.
后来我去到呢 ，Gurudev 在那这个 Mathura 这个庙，
And Gurudev was just getting on a bus. In those days he took buses, just public buses. So me and my god sister ran about 2 blocks to catch that bus. That Gurudev had walked on, and we made it. We jumped on the bus.
那么 Gurudev 呢，刚好呢就上了一个巴士了，公共巴士嘛，大巴。然后呢，我们就两个人哈，神姐妹两个人跑了几条呢，几座楼了那么远吧。那么就上了那个车，也赶到那个车上。
So he and Madhav Maharaj was sitting on the seats, but there was no more seats, so I sat on the floor on the aisle, right next to Gurudev.
那么当时呢，他跟 Madhav Maharaj 就现在他旁边那个参加沙那位，那么他坐在了车上，那么我们两个呢已经没有座位了哈，就坐在了那铁架上，就靠近他了。
So then I said to him, I said, how do I know that Prabhupada wants me to stay with you?
那么当时我就问他哈，我怎么知道呢？Prabhupada要我想要我呢跟你在一起呢
？And he said, I have no material desires.
他当时就说呢，我没有这个物质欲望。
You know, which said a lot. It was only a few words, but it said a lot to me.
虽然我跟他只是聊聊几句哈，但是呢。很多东西啊，跟我其实上提示了很多东西。
It said to me that, you know, I have no material desires. That means I'm on Prabhupada's level. That means I'm talking to him directly. That means you'll be with him if you'll be with me.
那么实际上他说呢，我没有物质欲望呢，实际上意味着呢，他跟帕帕的层面是相当的，也明白帕帕的，你跟我在一起，实际上跟他在一起是一样的，意思是这样。
And another meeting that I had with Gurudev on those first few days. Was
another meaning
meeting.
那么我跟 Gurudev 早期的这另外一次见面呢
？Because my god sister had introduced me to Gurudev as an international preacher.
因为我的神姐妹呢就已经向 Gurudev 呢介绍了说我是一个呢，差不多是在全世界跑的这么一个传教士
So he said, "Oh, you're an international preacher."
他当时就说，你是一个国际传教士。
Do you know what the meaning? Do you know what the meaning of the verse? What is it? Save Pungsa Puro Dharmo Yuto Bhaktir Hosajay in the second chapter of first canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Do you know what this verse means?
他就问了佛教瓦堂哈，就是说呢 ，the second canto.
Second chapter of the first.
这个第一篇的哈，第二章的里面一个细节，引述了佛教瓦堂一个细节。
Well, the exact translation is that the highest perfection of religion for mankind is those activities which engage one in the service of the Lord, that is causeless and uninterrupted. Only such service can make the soul happy.
他说了人就是人最高的哈，这个呢，
the highest occupation for mankind.
最高的哈，这个职责的话，人类最高职责呢，应该是呢，从事哈这种不间断的啊，这种呢对主的服务，这是最令人呢啊满意的。
So then Gurudev said, "Do you know what causeless means?"
哦，这个无缘的哈，还有个无缘的这个东西，这个是什么意思？
So the only thing I knew was that Prabhupada gave an example of like during World War II, when the wives and mothers and daughters and sisters of the men who went to war, they went to church and prayed to God to bring my husband's fathers back. But when God didn't bring them back, when they died, they said, oh, there's no God, or God is bad. So because their service to God had a cause, material cause, therefore it had an interruption, and that cause wasn't fulfilled.
所以这里面无缘的恩慈，当时呢讲无缘这个词哈，就是说呢，爸爸的解释到了，当时呢二次大战的时候呢，很多家里人哈，比如说呢，丈夫啊、儿女、儿子啊哈，还有呢兄弟啊去打仗了，那么姐妹啊、妻子啊哈、母亲都在家里祈祷，向神祈祷。但是如果最后呢，神没有满足他们的愿望哈，这个丈夫去世了、死掉了、儿子死了，或者是呢兄弟死了，那么他就会谴责哈、责怪啊，就是老天啊没有眼睛哈，就是说呢自己家人死掉了。那么爸爸的说，这是一个呢。有原因的一种崇，就是说它是有原因的，有这种崇拜啊，不是无缘的。
So I gave my definition of causeless, but then Gurudev said, causeless means that even though Krishna is a debauchee, which should make Radharani's love stop, it increases unlimitedly all the time. That's causeless.
那么这个无缘的话呢 ，Gurudev 解释到的话，就说呢，尽管呢 Krishna 是个滥情者，是个多情人呢，但是呢，尽管这个会令到呢 Radharani 的爱实际上会呢。中断掉的，但是呢，却依然没有中断，而是更加强化了啊！这叫呢一种呢没有缘由的啊，没有缘由一种爱。
So then again, a light bulb went on, and the flood of all the things that Prabhupada said about really what bhakti is—that it's on the Krishna local level—that all came, and that really Gurudev was the embodiment of the meaning of all Prabhupada's teaching.
所以呢，我的哈，另外一个灯泡又亮了。所以呢，帕帕的以前讲过的这些哈，就是说最高层面的 Global Vrindavan 这个层面的这个东西呢，像 Gurudev 呢哈，已经呢是在这个里代表，它是这个体现。
Anyway, wonderful things went on year after year, and then it became 1995.
所以呢，很多年这样子过了哈，就是也很棒的啊，那么多年过去了，那一直到1995年。
And we had always been sneaking from the ISKCON temple to see Gurudev.
当时我们只是偷偷的哈，从庙溜出去哈，去见 Gurudev， 然后去听他。
And the GBC ISKCON gurus like Kamal Krishna Goswami and Giriraj Maharaj, they also used to sneak.
那么
they had their sneaking temple and we had our sneaking temple.
In which temple?
You know, different tempos. Tempos or rickshaws.Motor rickshaws.
他说呢，他们当时的哈，这些 GBC 的主要成员，像他们 Kukushu Goswami， 他们也是偷溜出去的。
Then in 1995 in Mayapur, it was amazing. We were feeling some strange, like voodoo, spooky air, wind coming all over Vrindavan.
Spooky air.
Like you know, like if you go to a ghost movie.And the air is very spooky, and you can't tell what's happening, but it's like these ghostly things are happening.
那么九五年时候的话，他就觉得马普的这个空气呢已经很怪异了啊，里面已经很多东西在里面了啊。
And we didn't know what it was, but Gurudev said to us in his room in Vrindavan.
现在没有时间，你不要打扰，关门吧，关门吧。
Gurudev said, "Can you feel the air coming from Mayapur?"
那么 Gurudev 当时跟我问的话，他说你能不能感受到来自 Mayapur 的这个空气呢？
Because in that year, the GBC, every year they were wondering what to do about Gurudev, but that year is when they made their determination that anybody who sees Gurudev, looks at his picture, reads his book.Here's his tape, goes to hell and gets ostracized from ISKCON and Prabhupada rejects them and the whole thing.
因为他实际上他每年他们都在考虑哈、哦，该怎么对待，该怎么对付孤独，该怎么办啊？这个人怎么办哈、哦？然后呢，但是最后1995年时候，终于有一个呢就决心了下垂哦，就说呢，任何人哈、哦、看他照片啊，读他的书啊，听他的录音带，我、哦、去听他的课哦，都要被驱逐出去啊、哦，就是说呢，泡泡的也会拒绝他的，要下地狱的啊、哦，等等。
So then, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was actually there in the meetings, and he was, you know, he was trying to be with Gurudev, and they were giving him and everybody else the ultimatum. Now you have to choose. We take away all your disciples if you choose Tamal Maharaj.
当时 Tamal Krishna Maharaj 也在场开这个会，那么他呢，实际上也是呢，很靠近 Gurudev 的哦，但是呢，因为这场会呢，他要做一个最后的决定哈，不然的话呢，你的所有门徒要被就是。被拿走啊、哦、
！So then when he,
你继续选择 ISKCON 还是 Gurudev?
So then when Tamal Krishna Maharaj came back to Vrindavan, I said, "How are you, Maharaj?"
当时呢，哈，他从那玛雅普回来问，再回到 Vrindavan 的时候，我就问他问好，我说呢，你怎么样
？And he gave really an amazing answer. He said, "Alive."
啊，我
like just barely alive.
啊，他给了一个很令人惊讶的哈，这个呢，
downtrodden.
这个答案，他说呢，还活着，勉强活着。
And then Gurudev said about him, he said he was trying to come up and they dragged him down.
Gurudev 呢在描述到他的时候呢讲到了他实际上呢试图呢冲出来但是又被拽回去、
yeah.
又被拉下去。
So that was that my beginning of an answer to your first question.
这就是我举办一个问题的哈这个第一个。
Did that answer the question satisfactorily?
这个有没有回答满意的回答你的问题呢这一部分。
非常感谢您仁慈的回答。
Thank you for your merciful answer.
今日呢個問題咧，琴日嘅事啦，喺大堂啊，遇到一個 escort 嘅，佢話咧，我唔會想著去靈性世界，唔會想著去即係呢個 Krishna 嗰度啊，啲太遙遠啦。但我唔會想呢啲噶，我就係想住 Krishna。我點解你咁嘅？因為想著 Krishna 就會快樂，念眾就會快樂，我就係念眾，想著 Krishna 就快樂了，其他我乜嘢都唔諗。咁我話你唔想解決生死咩？我唔諗呢啲嘢噶。咁後來佢仲揭咗《薄伽梵歌》一段俾我睇，話啲Krishna 話有啲人冇慾慕求，這樣啲人我喜愛。咁你話即係話，一個人唔應該有慾望。即係連去 Krishna 嗰
度都
未，都唔應該有。總言之，你就想住 Krishna， 念誦就得㗎啦。佢又，佢就話我唔學經典。
He mentioned one ISKCON devotee said, "You should not thinking that you have to go to Goloka Vrindavan spiritual world. Only think of Krishna and Shanti and be happy. It's okay. Even the desire to go to Goloka Vrindavan is still a desire. We should have no desires."And that he quoted one verse from Bhagavad Gita. For those who have no desires, I like these devotees. Like many verses, Krishna said, "I like these kind of devotees. You know, they're very dear to me." There are many verses like this. One verse is like, "I like this, like desireless. You know, have no desire. Those devotees avoid of any kind of desires." I think this is material desires, not spiritual.
佢話淨係真相種咧，就係嚟喺靈性世界噶啦。即係呢個思想，記 Krishna 啊，相種啊，就喺靈性世界噶啦咁。
He said when you're chanting Krishna and remember Krishna, then I was in the spiritual world. Like this, it's too cheap, I think.
It's true that when we're chanting, well, first of all, Krishna is saying that about material desires.
首先 Krishna 提到这个无欲无求啊，指的是物质欲望。
There are at least 50 verses in the Bhagavad Gita where Krishna tells Arjuna to give up material desires but to have spiritual desires.
实际上在《薄伽梵歌》大概有50个世节都会在相继提到的哈 ，Krishna 向阿朱那提到呢，不要有物质欲望，或放弃物质欲望，而要有灵性的愿望。
He says that abode of mine is not illumined by sunlight or moonlight or electricity.
他说的我的哈居所的话呢哈不需哈日月取光哈也不需呢就是呢这个呢火电。
And when going there, when One who goes there never again returns to this material world.
任何去到那里的人的话呢，哈，永不重返的这个物质世界。
He said, those who worship the demigods go to the demigods, but one who worships me, he comes to me. So Krishna wants us to come to him.
崇拜棒石人的话呢，去到棒石人的星宿哈，崇拜我的呢，来到我这里。实际上呢，他想我们来到他那。
It's true that just by chanting Hare Krishna, one is with Krishna.
当然了哈，这个只是通过呢唱诵圣名的话呢，一个人确实也是已经跟 Krishna 在一起了。
One who chants the holy name purely is actually a resident of Vrindavan.
那个哈纯粹的唱诵圣名的人的话呢，实际上他才是真正的哈 Vrindavan 的居民。
If we chant Hare Krishna with offense, committing the 10 offenses.
如果我们唱诵圣名呢，是带有这十项冒犯，圣名十项冒犯。
Jiva Goswami delineated the 10 offenses, and he concludes his list by saying that one who commits these 10 offenses, he can go on chanting for millions of births, and he won't achieve the desired success, which is Krishna praying. And by having Krishna praying, one is automatically in Goloka Vrindavan.
所以呢，吉尔库沙米呢，实际上也详细的讲到了哈，就是说任何人呢，如果他唱诵圣名呢，还包含有这呢十项冒犯的话呢，他不可能得到呢唱诵圣名的最高这个效果啊，就是呢 Krishna praying 啊，你对 Krishna 纯粹的爱这个呢最高的这个功效啊。那么you cannot get this Krishna praying.
Yeah. Right. And another one of the essential verses in Bhagavad Gita.Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, offer your homage unto me, thus you will come to me. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend. So Krishna wants us to go to him.
所以呢，有个世界 Krishna 讲到了哈，总是想着我啊，成为我的奉献者啊。Mahajan, is that?
I'm sorry?
Offer.
Just always think of me, become my devotee.Offer your homage unto me.
Homage, what's that?
Homage means all your honor and reverence and respect.
顶拜我。
And thus you will come to me. I promise you this because you're my very dear friend.
如此呢，你就能来到我这儿哈。我向你承诺哈，因为你是我呢亲密的朋友。这认为这也是呢哈，证明呢 Krishna 是想我们的哈来到他那。
So Krishna does want us.
所以 Krishna 是需要我们。
Also.
成日念诵，冇启迪嘅。
He said these devotees only chanting but no initiation. Only Bhagavad Gita and chanting, no initiation.
Yeah. So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tadvidi pranipatena paripushnena sevaya. If that devotee really wants to follow Bhagavad Gita, then in 434, Krishna says that one should try to learn the truth by approaching my pure devotee.Self-realized soul, inquire of him submissively, render service unto him, take initiation, and he will impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
那么实际上在《薄伽梵歌》哈第四章三十四节呢哈 ，Krishna 呢亲自讲到了哈，如果他真的是跟随《薄伽梵歌》的话，就是说了，如果你要去呢，就是觉悟真理的话呢，你必须靠近这样一个觉悟的奉献者或者纯粹奉献者啊，因为去呢谦卑的向他询问啊，去服务他。也包括接受启迪等等哈，因为这种人呢，他见证过真理，所以他能够授予你真子。
So it's sure and certain that if this devotee is sincerely chanting and sincerely wants to follow Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna will guide him to a bona fide spiritual master.
所以呢，如果这个奉献真正的哈是真诚的在念诵，并且真诚的追随薄伽梵歌的教导的话呢 ，Krishna 肯定会指引他去接受一个呢纯正的灵性导师。
And Krishna says.
真实无为的灵性导师。
And Krishna says in the next verse.That when you do learn the truth from by the mercy of a spiritual master, then you'll never again fall into illusion. Then you'll know that all living beings are my parts and parcels. They're in me and they're mine.
So Krishna 讲到哈，如果你真的是学习，就见证到这种真理啊，掌握这种真理的话呢，你会明白到时候众生的话呢，都是我的所属部分啊，他们都在我之内。
And in that verse about initiation.And Krishna says he will impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
那么在这刚才那师姐讲到了哈，就是这种人物的话呢哈，这种呢觉悟的奉献者哈，他们之所以能够授予你真理，是因为他们已经的觉悟真理。
Prabhupada explains this further in the 10th canto, first volume of Srimad Bhagavatam.
那么呢，就是呢，帕帕德呢，在呢，国家瓦堂里面哈，就讲到了啊，这钥匙里面。
Said what does it mean when somebody sees the truth? Who is the truth?
哦，就说呢，见证真理究竟是什么意思？真理究竟是什么
？The truth is Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar. He's the absolute truth.
这个真理呢，就是 Brajendra Nandan Shyamasundar， 他才是真正真理。
He is a Dwayagyan Paratattva, the one without a second absolute truth.
那他是呢哈，独一无二的这位啊，这个真理。
So he will impart knowledge into you because he has seen the truth means that he has seen Krishna crawling in the courtyard of Vasudeva and then of Nanda Maharaj.
那么他见证过这真理哈，这一位奉献者意味着什么？意味着他能真正的见证了 Krishna 的话呢，在呢 Vasudeva 和 Devaki 的院子里面啊 ，in the courtyard of Vasudeva and Devaki， 啊这个院庭院里面的哈在爬行，还有在 Yashoda 和 Nanda 爸爸家里面的哈爬的，就是他真正见过 Krishna。
Is that helpful?
即係佢呢個人咧，初初我識得佢時候，佢係喺東莞至廣州兩頭跑嘅。佢好願意啊同我哋聯誼。咁後來我同佢傾偈時，我發現佢係咁嘅情況咯嚇。而且咧，佢多次稱我姑爹咧，佢唔叫姑爹。
唔係姑，佢唔係認我哋姑爹㗎嘛？點樣稱姑爹？
就稱馬哈拉。
嗯，得啦，係啱嘅。
多次嚟到想得到馬哈拉姐嘅祝福，咁咪就叫馬哈拉。
唔係呢個係你姑爹啊，佢啱噶，佢係啱噶，佢唔係拜姑爹嘛，佢係殿下聖人。
咁以後要我哋聯誼，
He said that the devotees only call Gurudev Maharaj. I said this is right because he didn't take initiation from Gurudev. It's okay for him to call Maharaj. She asked him to call Gurudev. I said this is not right because he didn't take initiation from Gurudev.
Yeah.
To take darshan of Gurudev.
Yeah.
She said whether she should have an association with him.
Sure. Sure.
可以可以可以。
As long as he's respectful.
只要是恭敬的就行了，心态是正确的就行了。每个人都有些错误的概念的。
In fact, as you notice, when we send out the Harikatha mails, we always call him Srila Narayan Goswami Maharaj, so we don't impose our conceptions on anybody.
就像我们呢，在这个网站上哈，我们呢。有时候写 Gurudev 的全名，比如说 Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj， 而不讲 Srila Gurudev， 因为你这会强加概念给别人，因为他们并不是还没有接受你的 Guru 启迪，你不能叫他，你就说你这是 Gurudev， 你是你说 Gurudev， 但是他说 Maharaj 这是对的，
But,
他没有来接受启迪，对吧
？But for a disciple, it's surely essential.
但是呢，对于门徒来说，当然是很重要啊。你这样称呼自己的 Guru， 一般很少称名字。对自己的门徒们自己啊，就是你对自己的 guru 啊，很少会称他的名字。
Do you have a second question? She said you had two questions.
你还有第二个问题。
Thank you very much. 我知道您同什么帕蒂巴哈拉的曾经有过一些谈话。
She said that she knew that you have some conversation with Umapati Maharaj before.
我曾经破壁与他。
你是他的门徒吗？没有。你是他们贵社国上的门徒。
后来。
你灵性导师引进后你。
这原来是破壁与他们贵社的部队。但是他说让我再给他写一封信再确认。结果。这个信他没有收到。
写信给谁？写信给
写姑爹，他来中国
了。
他说我已经接受你了。
但是呢，你一直没有。
我写了，他没有收到。转到香港了。
他
以为我好像，就是说我并没有最后确认他是我的灵性导师。那这个时候呢，他帕蒂马哈拉之他就来中国。他说我非常喜欢你。我希望你做我的。我说不，我已经决定。他说你皈依我就是皈依他。因为当时他巴克什马哈拉他说我和乌玛帕蒂是一个灵魂两个躯体。而且当时他巴克什马哈拉不对我。他刚刚鼓励乌玛帕蒂马哈拉收门徒。而且在这之前他说在接受我的时候他说我要和我们帕蒂马哈拉是商量一下因为他也很喜欢
你
所以我想他们俩可能商量了 最后是 Umapadi
接受你的
Maharaj 好像是代表了 Tamalakrishna Guru 在等我、
嗯、
说好像我应该成为他的门徒、
嗯、
我以为是他们俩商量、
嗯、
我想既然 Guru, 我的 Gurudev 他说他和 Umapadi Maharaj 是一个灵魂上的距离 OK 我一起我皈依可以皈依 Umapadi Maharaj 就是等于皈依了 Tamalakrishna Guru、
嗯、
所以当时我同意做他的门徒、
嗯
哦，
是这样子。哦、，actually, previously he wanted to take initiation and take shelter of Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj. But at that time, Umapati Maharaj is coming into China, and he likes him very much, and he wants him to be his disciple. And then, but he said, no, I already choose Tamalakrishna Goswami to be my guru. And then later he wrote a letter.But I think she said maybe Tamalakrishna didn't got the letter. And then later, Tamalakrishna said, we will discuss with each other. But actually, Umapati Maharaj, you know, asked him to be the disciple. 就是他给的名字给你们 Umapati Maharaj.
对，后来是他。
And he gave the name to him.
我以为他和 Tamalakrishna Guru 他们商量了。
Because Tamalakrishna Goswami mentioned about that we are one soul and two bodies in one soul with Umapati Maharaj. He encouraged Umapati Maharaj to take disciple that time. And so he think, oh, maybe I take shelter of him is the same like I take shelter of him. Take shelter of Tamalakrishna Goswami.
以后 Gurudev 才知道他没有收到这封信，他以为我不想成为他的门徒。
So later, Tamalakrishna Goswami.No news that he didn't got letter, you know, for a confirmation. He thought that he didn't want to take association, take a shatter of him, like some contradictories.
但是呢，Gurudev 呢，他要求我做北京的庙长。所以呢，我很多年呢，就是一直服务 Mahapati Swami。
啊，你哪个 Gurudev？ 你是他们为什么说你想让你做庙长？
对，他要我做。
他们跟师父说 want him to be the, like temple president, you know. So many years he's serving、
yeah.
the devotees in Beijing,、
oh.
and then also serve Umapati Maharaj.
所以他那会儿和 Gurudev Swami 每次来北京都是我来负责。
So every time he came to Beijing, and Gurudev Maharaj also came to Beijing, he's the chief.One devotee, you know, to、
yeah.
yeah, to manage everything, you know, accommodation, everything.
Okay, 但是从1996年呢，我发现 Umapati Maharaj 开始做不好的事。
But from things like 1996, I find out that Umapati Maharaj is, you know, didn't like badly treat the devotees.
He what?
He treated the devotees. 1996年到2002年
嘛、啊，这个六年，他几乎每年呢，都对一个他的贴身的仆人做不好的事。
So like since 1966.
一共是七个。
1996 to 2002, like seven personal servants, he ill treated them.
有一个还自杀了。
And one commit suicide.
有三个得了精神病。
Three mental problems.Mentally crazy.
啊，因为他们跟我讲。
And then all these devotees are told me these things, you know, because he's like temple president, like members.
对，我开始第一个发现这个问题，我没有马上告诉伊斯康。
When I first find out these things, I didn't tell Iskong about it.
我以为这是偶尔的错误。
I think this is like.Like just accidentally happened.
Coincidence.
I thought he's the one of the earliest disciples of Prabhupada.
He is.
Yeah.
And Tamalakrishna Goswami also said that we are two bodies and one soul.
Okay,
so, 如果我和 Tamalakrishna Gurudev 说，他会相信吗？
So if I told Tamalakrishna Goswami Maharaj about this, about him, he will believe in it?
Yeah, 我是一个新的奉献者。
I'm only a new devotee.
没有证人。
No witness.
也没有证据啊。
And no any evidence.
不可能呢。但是啊，因为这个事情太多了，他们跟我讲了，我想我应该啊跟 Iskhan 说了。
But many things happen and many people told me these things, so I have to speak to ISKCON about it.
所以这个炸弹我把它引爆了。
And then I just like light up this bomb.
Finally, he told Mahakrishnan about it.
我告诉了 Mahakrishnan.
I told Mahakrishnan something about it in 2000.
我说我想做你的徒弟，托庇你。
I want to be your disciple. I want to take shelter of you.
他说你一直是我的门徒。
And he said that you are always my disciple.
最后他才告诉我他没有收到我的信。
And then finally he told me that he didn't got my letter.
他说你和你的妻一直在我的心里。
He said that 你和你的妻子。
对，一直在他的心里。
He said you and your wife always in my heart.
你一直是你是我的儿子。
And you are like my son.
然后他给了我很多的安慰啊。
And he like comfort me.
啊，这是一个大概的一个过程，但是这个事情还没有完呢。
现在还没
有。还没有完呢。
现在还没有。
是因为ISKCON没有做出
最终决定，
正确的最终决定。对。所以。
He said that this story didn't end yet. ISKCON didn't make the final decision about Mahapali Maharaj.
Still today.
Still today.
对 ISKCON 呢，比如说啊，比比格温达，还有亚克卡。很多的领导他们都跟我有过联系。
Many leaders have contact with me.
啊，是因为他们后来派一点马哈拉什，派一点乌玛帕的马哈拉什，他们知道他做了这个不好的事儿，但是没有很厉害做出决定。
为什么呢？
因为乌玛帕的马哈拉说，如果你能给我很厉害的决定，我会带我的门徒相当于造反。等于追随他的有差不多200人。
Even that the ISKCON know him you know very well about these things, you know. But they didn't make very serious decision, you know, like sharp cut. But because the Umpati said if you really make this decision then I will take my disciples away, like you know, rebellion.
第二个证人不敢站出来，因为曾经有一个人站出来，他马哈拉什的门徒威胁他，如果你敢站出来，我们杀了你。
Because the one disciple, he want to stand out and speak before, but all the other disciples threatened him. You know, if you told it, then we are going to kill you. You know.
他的门徒威胁过我。
And even threatened me also.
如果我知道是你做的这个事情，他会向我扑过来，把我的脖子咬断。
They started to choke him.
是，真的。
He said if we know that you do it, that he explode everything to Chanakesh Goswami and other people, and then we will jump on you and then, you know, like bite your throat like a dog, you know, like a wolf, like animal, terrible. 像狼一样不是狗。
是，我的问题是什么？马哈拉什马哈拉什这么多年他也做了很多很多的服务，他对我有很多的仁慈，可是他也做了这么多不好的事儿，但是同时啊他好像是很捍卫帕帕德来批评古队，那里亚的马哈拉什古队啊，对他批评。OK， 他好像是在捍卫帕希拉帕帕德，但是同时他做的这个不好的事又是已经断绝他和帕帕德的关系了，他不是一个认真的好的门徒了，他这个两个是怎么能合在一起呢？您对这个有什么评价？
He said at one hand like Umpali Maharaj is doing many things, many safe service, you know, seems like he's like really guarding Papa's, you know, everything, property, you know, even criticize Sri Gurudev, even criticize Sri Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And at the same time, he's doing such a bad thing, you know, like a gay, you know, he treats the male disciples. And
oh, you mean sexually abuse them? You said gay. Gay
like,
means
like something like they make the rumors like this.
Yeah.
The rumors like this. I don't know exactly
see,
because
see,
we don't know anything. You know, this is like rumors.
Right.
So.
对很多人是一个很大的骚扰。
He said it's a great disturbance to many people, many
sure.
Majorities, you know.
Sure.
So how can these two things happen in one person? How can what's your opinion about it?
Oh,
how
I've seen it a million times.
You see him.
I've seen it a million times.
我见过这些东西很多哈，自相矛盾之处，也就是一个人。
I've been around, you know, since 1966.
因为我1966年就进入这些团体里面，在里面见的太多了。
It's not so many people have taken the name of Prabhupada and can quote a few things of Prabhupada for the purpose of power and money and followers.
因为很多人的话
and,
就是呢 以帕帕德的这个名义的话也可以呢引经据典吧啊引述帕帕德的一些经典吧等等但是呢他们是为了啊名利啊为了地位啊为了追随者为了美色甚至啊等等
We've seen it again and again guru after guru
我们是见过一次又一次啊一个guru接着一个guru
It's not an unusual thing
这样也不是什么不寻常的事情
So When it happened the first time in the 70s, there was a big GBC member who fell down, a sannyasi who fell down. And somebody asked Prabhupada, how can a great devotee fall down?
但是70年代的时候就有一个 GBC 的成员已经堕落哈，当时呢有人就直接问帕帕的，就说呢，一个伟大的一个奉献者怎么会堕落呢？
You know, he was a great class giver,
great kirtan leader.
一个很了不起
的。Prabhupada said he's not a great.Devotees don't fall down.
还有呢，一个呢哈 ，kirtan 高手吧。但是呢，帕帕的说他并不是一个伟大的奉献，伟大奉献者不会堕落。
But to go through the motions of being a good singer, you know, in India practically everybody's a good singer. In fact, I was at the Hindu Hindu temple in Hong Kong last week. And they were all worshipping Kali, Durga, Amma.
Yeah.
And it was the same melodies, the same Prem Se Bolo, but to Durga. You know, it's just like India's thing to sing. So if somebody can grasp that singing, can grasp a repetition of the philosophy, it doesn't mean that they're a great devotee.
I've
seen it in hundreds.
去香港哈，去那个庙里面崇拜的是杜嘎女神，很混杂的很多东西的。他们也在唱歌哈，只是呢唱的词跟我们不一样，调式都一样的，都很也听起来很美妙的。但是如果一个人只是因为他掌握了音乐啊，或掌握了哈讲课，或者现在有一些声誉啊，并不代表他是一个呢了不起的奉献者。
Since 1980, we've watched guru after guru.
可以说八十年代之后。
That people thought were pure devotees, manifestations of Prabhupada, spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world, the biggest distributors of the books.You know, one of them married a Karmi lady, another one got involved with LSD, and then he fell in love with his disciple, and his disciple's husband chopped his head off. I mean, this is one story after another since 1980.
那些故事哈，八十年以后故事就更多了哈。有的奉献，有的所谓的就是说太书高手也好啊，还有呢讲道不精的，还有呢大的物的啊等等。要不然就是呢，比方上来一个世俗的女人啊，就是哈奉献者。还有一个跟了一个女门徒，喜欢那个女门徒了，被人家的丈夫呢砍了头的都有的。
It may be your first experience, and therefore it's shocking, just like our first and second and third experience.
You're shocked
shocking.
By several times.
But you know, by 15 times, you don't get shocked anymore.
就是你可能第一次呢体验哈就觉得很震惊哈，但是你被打击了15次之后呢，你就不会再震惊。
You know, the biggest and most famous of the ISKCON gurus of the 90s.Was Hari Kesh Maharaj.
最著名的九十年代的最风行的一个guru呢，就是Hari Kesh.
He was the leader of the blasphemers of Gurudev.
他是呢，可以说呢是诽谤guru的最厉害的一个呢领头人。
And at the same time, he was the leader of the publisher in the most languages of Prabhupada's books.
但是呢，同时呢，他还是呢，帕帕德出版，帕帕德就大部分语言啊，这些书籍的这个呢。 领头的就出版社。
And his zone, his zone did more books than any other zone.
啊，自己。
So all the other Islam gurus and GBC looked towards him as the leader of the leaders.
所以呢，实际上呢，他也写了很多书嘛，哈，所以呢，整个 GBC 呢，可以把他看作是孤独中的孤独了。
So then one year, that sannyasi just left everything, took all the money, married a lady.
那么突然间这个所谓三加喜呢
and then he started preaching that her son was the incarnation of Prabhupada so we've seen it again and again
他开始呢有一天就突然离开一宠了然后跟一个女的拿了一笔钱就跟一个女的结婚然后呢开始呢有自己的小团队的宣扬自己的儿子呢就是帕帕德再次帕帕德化身了
and it's kind of normal
所以呢很正常
almost normal Therefore, it's stated in the scriptures that bhakti is rare and bhakta is rare.
那么所以呢，听回呢哈，经典里面一句老话哈，一句好一个训示，就是说呢，奉献者是很罕有的，奉献服务真正的 bhakti 的话呢，也是很罕有的，不是那么便宜的事，不是见到一个就是这么了不起的。
And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that out of many many millions of men, one strives for perfection.And out of millions of those who strive for perfection, hardly one knows him in truth.
所以呢，婆伽梵歌有这个世界吗？在数千百万人中哈，只有一个人哈寻求真知啊，在那么千百万个寻求真理的人中呢，也有多就说呢，几乎呢寥寥无几呢可以明白我的。这是很罕有的。
There's two words, anusharan and anukaran. Anukaran means imitating.And anusharan means actually following in the footsteps.
所以呢，有两个词哈，叫 anukaran 和 anusharan。anukaran 的意思呢是模仿 ，anusharan 呢是呢追随，模仿和追随是两回事。
I don't know if that answers the question.
不知道有没有回答你这个问题。
So many ISKCON devotees of so many ISKCON gurus had the same heart.You know, heart attacks.
所以很多哈，伊斯坎奉献者哈，还有呢，
pain,
有很多哈，所谓的这种孤独的，就是经常呢就得这种心脏病啊，就是说这种呢心灵的创伤。有的孤独连续几个都说堕落，五个有的见过。
You may be interested to know that Prabhupada never appointed gurus.
这样呢，你们可能会有感兴趣一点的，就是要知道一点，就是帕帕的实际上并没有任命任何人做孤独。
If Prabhupada had appointed gurus.
如果帕帕达任命咕噜的话
，and then three quarters of them fell down in the most strange ways.
那好，三分之二的人哈就这样子以最奇怪的方式就这样堕落了。
That means that all of Prabhupada's books would kind of be invalidated by the fact or by the idea that Prabhupada really didn't know who was guru.
那么这意味着呢，帕帕德根本就不知道呢谁是谁呀、啊，谁是真正的 guru。如果是帕帕德任命的这几个人，三分之二都堕落了，而且以很奇怪的方式堕落，那不是说呢帕帕德不认识他们。
He translated and commented on so many Vedic literatures with describing so many qualities of guru, and then at the end to have said these 11 are the gurus means that he didn't know what he was talking about.
那么如果哈，就是说你说帕帕德写那么多书哈，引述那么伟大经典等等，而最后呢，也如果你是认为他是他任命的十一个人做孤独，最后这个十一个人是这样子的话呢，那你可以说他对这些人。
See that's one of the things that makes it so difficult, and what makes devotees hang on for so long despite seeing so many anomalies.
Anomalies
means something's supposed to be some way, but I'm seeing something else.Bad behavior. That's what makes devotees so confused and holding on. Just the idea that, well, Prabhupada appointed them guru, and guru is supposed to be as good as God. So if they're as good as God, then maybe I'm not understanding things right.
就专门就是很就紧抓住啊哈，紧捏住这个概念，就是帕帕的任命的啊，这肯定没有错啊。
是。
肯定没有错，那么就说呢，他会黏在那里啊，造成那种的混乱哦，秩序的混乱。
The guru is not by appointment, guru is by quality.
但是呢，不明白的话，咕噜的话呢是自我显现的，不是任命制的。真正的咕噜是自我显现的。Krishna 彰显他。
Prabhupada is not appointed guru.
帕帕德没有任命任何咕噜。
There is no appointment of guru.
这样也没有所谓任命咕噜这回事。没有。今天没有提到
guru
is 真正
guru
是
guru what is guru
什么叫 guru
Shishya Guru Keto Jani, Krishna Swarup, Antarjami Bhakta Shrestha A.D. Roop. The Shiksha Guru is a manifestation of Krishna's personality.
这里讲的训示灵性导师呢，是Krishna人格性的这个展示。Krishna
takes two forms, one as the super soul and one as the topmost devotee, in order to deliver the aspiring devotee.
所以呢，Krishna以两种方式呢，去呢解救呢那些有热望、有祈求、资金的这些奉献者，一个呢是以超灵的形象，一个是以顶尖的奉献者的形象。
And that's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, where it also describes the Diksha Guru.
那么这呢，在《Chaitanya经》里面的话，《Chaitanya Charitamrita》呢，讲到了Diksha Guru，启迪灵性导师。
Guru Krishna Rupa Han, Krishna, Shastriya Pramani. That means the Diksha Guru is a manifestation of the form of Krishna.
这里面讲的。And
this is evidenced in all scriptures.
他说呢，所有经典的证据呢，就是说呢，讲到了Diksha Guru的话呢，启迪灵性导师应该是 Krishna 的形象 Rupa。
Krishna takes the form of the guru in order to deliver the devotees.
所以呢, Krishna 以呢, guru 的形象的话呢,
so he just is. Guru just is.
就是guru的话呢，就是事实的，实在，真实。Actually,
I had heard from one devotee that this is in 1980 that Prabhupada never appointed any guru.
Mm.
So then, by research, I found out that this so-called appointment tape was in the Tamal Krishna Maharaj tape ministry. So
he made it.
No, it was a discussion with Prabhupada and the other devotees. But where I would find the tape would be the Tamal Krishna Maharaj tape ministry. So I called up the devotee, Sudarshan, I think. And very innocently, I just asked if I could have that tape. And he just sent it to me. So then I heard the tape about 20 times. And it's not an appointment tape. It was just misunderstood to be an appointment tape.
就说呢，关于呢任命孤儿的事情的话呢，他们总是说呢，有证据。证据呢，就是据说在他们这个录音带里面。那么呢，当时呢，他就问了一下录音带，拿去听了。所以呢，这里面仔细听了20遍，没有讲到所谓任命。 只是呢，他们的误解，误认为呢，这就是所谓的任命。Based
on that understanding, that will answer a lot of your questions.
基于这个理解的话呢，你就会回答你很多问题。基于这个问题啊，会回答你很多问题啊。关于咕噜是什么样子的？咕噜是自我显现，而不是任命字。这些。
I mean, I could get into every line of the tapes, but I don't know if you want me to do that.
我可以进入这个录音里面的每一个句话，但是呢，我不知道你想不想这样做。Do
you read English?
你能读英文书吗？
Oh, your wife does.
不是很难的可以。
Huh? Not so difficult one, then it's okay.
Because I can send you different articles that I've written.
来看这边。
One of them, which has that conversation.
Huh?
Is your wife favorable to Gurudev?
你妻子态度怎么样嘛？ 给一些书信吗？
可以，她不反对。
She's not against.
她说我可以。
Because if you want to show her this,
你可以，要不你就可以给她看。如果她态度一般。
This is Srila Gurudev's lectures.
这是Gurudev讲的课。
About the real glory of Prabhupada.
关于帕帕德的荣耀，就是引述帕帕德的这个顶拜祷文里面其中一句。
The deep glory that hardly anybody knows.
Acharya 这句话是什么意思？
Well, let's start with something. So, if she's not against, then.
如果她不介意的话呢，你可以给她看，给你妻子看。
Since she's a translator, she can read that.
因为她是翻译的话呢，她读的比较通一点。Yeah, 是是是。
Does she want to come to any of our programs while we're here?
Not here. It's not this city.
Beijing.
你妻子在哪呢？
What city?
在北京。
Oh, maybe she'd like to come and.
Maybe,
if she has any doubts or questions, I'd be happy to speak with her.
如果呢，她有问题的话，可以问。如果您去北京了，我可以告诉她。When you come to Beijing, I will tell him. I will tell her. I see whether she's willing to come.
Okay, or any of your other god brothers or god sisters who want to come and even express
doubts.
甚至他们来提出一些疑问呢、啊，
yeah.
啊，等等都可以，嗯，有些疑惑。
啊，同意我可以，和我的 Guru Dev 和 Guru Dev 见面，啊，不反对。
She is not against that he coming to see Guru Dev and take shot of
Guru Dev. That's good.
Anjuni. Anjuni.
啊。
Give permission.
他在
恩准你。啊，恩准。但是他没有想好。
啊、but she didn't make decision yet.
因为他非常爱他的 guru.
She loves her guru very much.
他说我的 guru 没有去。
Tamakrishna. Well, that's fine.
我跟他结婚是 Tamakrishna guru 让。
Tamakrishna Goswami allowed them to get married. So his wife is very attached, like you know, to Tamakrishna Goswami.
That's good. And she should also know.That Tamal Krishna Maharaj is a secret shisha of Srila Gurudev.
实际上他应该知道哈，他们 Krishna Goswami 实际上是Srila Gurudev 一个秘密的门徒，shisha.
Oh.
Shisha. Shisha means
disciple. From 19, yeah. From 19, and I have evidence. The evidence is I can. There's a website called Pure Bhakti TV.
有一个网站呢哈，叫 Pure Bhakti TV.
Which has thousands of audio lectures and hundreds of videos of Gurudev.
有很多呢哈，这个录音听录音带和呢哈这个呢影视的啊这个带。
From 1990 to 1990, say 1993 or 94, there are hundreds of darshans with the GBC headed by Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Gurudev, asking him very beautiful questions.
在九零年到九三年四啊九三九四年那段时间，有几百次的这个大神见面 ，GBC 的领就是以 Tamakrishna Goswami 领头的这 GBC 成员，向 Guru Dev 询问很多问题啊，很美妙的问题都有。
As I mentioned in the 90s, the about 10 or so ISKCON gurus were sneaking off from Krishna Balaram.
很多就是大概有哈十个 ISKCON guru， 经常呢从呢哈 Krishna Balaram 庙里面偷溜出来哈，去呢见 Guru Dev。
And led by Tamal Krishna Maharaj, they asked Guru Dev all kinds of questions about advancement in bhakti.
而且由是他们都是从上面差不多领头的啊，他们问了很多呢哈，如何在 Krishna 自觉方面进步啊等等这些问题的。
And he gave Tamal Krishna Maharaj classes.Tamal Krishna Maharaj and a few others. Classes on Jiva Dharma, Raghavartma Chandrika, Rasleela chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Now Guru Dev 讲的课呢，包括呢哈这个灵魂天子 Jiva Dharma， 还有呢
Raghavartma Chandrika.
Raghavartma Chandrika 啊，这些很深的一些书了。还有呢这个国家瓦坛呢，关于呢 Rasa 的那五篇。
Vilapkusamanjali
Vilapkusamanjali
and Brahma Samhita
Brahma Samhita Purahamo Zang Jing
So then when they made the ultimatum that will take away your disciples and your money if you continue going to Gurudev then he had to stop
所以当时后来他们做最后决议的时候说如果你要再继续去的话呢要收回所有的门徒你的钱啊这些东西啊所有的东西就是位置啊收回来
And what's her name? Gaurapriya, my god sister, who maintained friendship with him even when he was taking his courses in Austin, Texas, for his degree, and he would express his suffering to her.
那么当时我一个神姐妹哈 ，Gaurapriya 就是跟她还有维系的这种关系的啊，私人关系嘛。当时她还在牛津大学。读书了嘛，有段时间，取那个学位的时候，那么他实际上呢，也经常跟这个神姐妹呢，聊起他心中的这个呢苦处。
So it's good that she wants to follow him, but she should know his desire, his innermost.
所以呢，你妻子呢想去追随这样人物哈，也是好的，但是呢，她要明白她这个guru，她内心愿望是什么，她的苦衷在哪。
And she can go on purebhakti.com, purebhakti.tv, she can help you, and. See, it's probably under, you know, Darshan's with the GBC.
那么他你妻子可以去那个 purebhakti.tv 哈，那里面的那个网站里面去看看。
Jiva Dharma,
Raghavartma
Chandrika, Vilapkusamanjali, it's all with them.
这些呢都在里面，这些课早期那些讲的课录音全在里面。
谢谢。
And you can feel, I mean, you know Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
你也知道，你也认识他们是什么。
You've had a lot of personal experience with him.
有些个人。
You know how strong he is.
他是很强的。
When you hear him with Srila Gurudev,
He's like a little baby.
那是你跟他，你听那个录音里面哈，他跟瑞瑞讲课讲话的时候是一个小孩子。
Oh, really?
Very beautiful.
像小孩子。
No other person.
是一个完全不一样的。
Oh.
In fact, just this last week, I was editing one of the darshans that they had together.
实际上我就在上个星期，我还在编辑他们其中有一个见面
That's why it's fresh in my mind.
因此呢，这个事情呢也在我脑海里面反过。他整理一些资料，他负责整理资料。
嗯啊，我突然想起来了，啊，2002年就蒙古学完了之后来北京的时候，他跟我们讲一件事，他说你们不知道你们的灵性导师的心得多么的苦啊，就是如果我要把我的故事讲完了，你们会发现坐在一个充满泪水的一个池塘里，那么我当时的想法是。他肯定是因为他和他很非常亲密的训师咕噜，就是我们现在的咕噜，被伊斯康带他感到非常难受。
So in 2002 also, he Tamakrishna Goswami in the gathering told the disciples, he said, "You don't know the bitterness in my heart. If you know it, then you will you will."
那心碎了。
Yeah, he said, "My heart is just broken, and you will."他是就是在池塘，
泪水由泪水组成的池塘里，他如果把所有他这些事情讲
，He said if I told you everything, you'll be in the pond of tears.
Yeah,
that's what he feels. In 2002, that's before he left.
Really, yeah.
这就是快他快走之前，实际上他有一些话要掏出来。
是的。
嗯。
而且他走的时候，单独把我和 Krishna Premi 我的妻子叫到。他的房间呢，他问我们一个问题啊，说你可是呢，你认为我马帕蒂斯瓦米、吉丹斯瓦米，我们三个人怎么样？
He said when before leaving, he asked his wife, Tamakrishna before leaving China, he secretly asked him and his wife, he said, what do you think of me, Umpati Maharaj and Giridhari Maharaj? What do you think of us?
我当时想，因为他以前说我们是一个灵魂，两个躯体，三个躯体，所以我又重复了这个话。
But because
差不多
he mentioned before that we are one soul and two bodies, and one soul three bodies, you know, that is something like this. So I repeat these words.
Okay.
I repeat these words to him.
我说从品质上，您可能更像太阳神。
I said from personal qualities, you are much more like a sun god.
吉达尔斯瓦米很柔和，像有一些月光的东西。
The Giridhari
Maharaj
is like moon. I was joking with him that time.
他笑了笑，他没有说话。
And he smiled and didn't say anything.
以后我明白了，他为什么问我这个问题。
But later I understand why he asked me this question. What do you think of us?
他一定发现了这里有问题了。
He already found out something in the Sangha.
通过我的嘴来讲一讲。
He want me to speak it out. What is there? But I didn't say it. I speak another thing.
如果他对他灵性修炼没有问题，为什么要问我这个呢
？If he has nothing, you know, no suspicious about his god brothers, why he asked me about it? What do you think of us?
He certainly knew. He certainly was very aware.
Yeah.
And that's why his heart was in so much pain.
那就是呢，他为什么心是很痛的？他到处。
But the thing is about him and many other leaders, is that they wanted to keep the institution together.
但是呢，他和其他领导人的这个呢，这个问题在什么？就是说，他想尽量维系这个团体。
And as an institution, it's doing pretty good.
啊，作为一个机构，他们确实运转得很好。
But it's missing the heart inside.
但是呢，这个心呢丢了。
But as a shell, it's doing really good as an institution, and he wanted to keep that institution together.
他想把这个机构能尽量维系好，他也确实这样做。
Now even our Gurudev would say, I've heard him say about different people that, in fact, one time he said about somebody, one of his brahmacharis, said, you should respect this brahmachari because he's like a manifestation of my body. And later on, the brahmachari left brahmacharihood and.Got married and got a kid and stopped serving. So he does that one reason to encourage the devotee,
mm.
and number two, to keep the thing together.
Mm. Like Gurudev, sometimes we speak like this also.
Yeah, also, mm. yeah.
就像 Gurudev 有时候也，我们的 Gurudev 哈，就也会说这些话。比如说呢，他说呢，你这个你说这个真守生哈，就是我的掌事，他是为了鼓励这个真守生。是我的什么？我的一个掌事。 就是说呢，比如他会跟别的奉献者嘛哈夸耀这个奉献者，
鼓励，
就是说呢这个真守生就是我的一个掌事啊，但是呢后来发现呢这个真守生确实后来又结婚了，又生孩子了，哦又没有服务了，但是呢有人说是不是Gurudev什么都不知道，实际上不是，他当时就在鼓励他，
是是是，
鼓励他，所以有时候呢为了这些东西的话呢，会有这些方面的做法，为了维系这个整体或是为了鼓励他们。
他会做一些事情，类似看起来后来。Baba used to do that. Baba也经常这样做。Just to encourage the whole thing to stay together.
为了呢，就是说能够成全的事情。因为呢，它和他们。It's so easy for us just to fall apart.
很容易就是拆台啊。But Prabhupada wanted to keep the army so that millions of books would go out.
因为Prabhupada想把这个军队呢管理好。
让那几千本书呢，哦，派出去，让很重要的话呢，很多人进来，能够呢去接触到。And that after he left, gradually those who are sincere will find out the next pure devotee.
但是呢，哈，他离开之后的话呢，那些真心想修的人的话呢，逐步会找到下一个呢纯粹奉献者，在他们的指导。啊，其他人呢，就那就可能就分崩离析。Is
that helpful?
这有对你有没有帮助？
Does it put things in more of a perspective? So that takes away the bewilderment.
把你的这种疑惑呢，是疑惑拿开。
Like how could this happen?
你要说哦，怎么会发生呢？像这种事情容易就发生。是。如果没有纯粹贡献者这样拧着，这样鼓着气，那肯定就是树倒猢狲散，都是这样子。因为我们本身我们就想搞这些东西。
Yeah. In the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know the story of King Kalanjana?
你在圣典国家完第十天，你听到这个Karanjana这个就是。It's an allegorical story about a soul who.
第四天还没有看。第四天啊，真的。他呢就是当时呢很迷恋自己妻子嘛，后来下次他不是做了一个妃子，这个国王的妃子，他嫁了一个国王。 And then the king leaves his body in the forest.
后来他的这个嫁了一个丈夫，这丈夫是一个纯粹奉献者。后来离家了，去森林修隐修了。So
most of the histories in the Bhagavatam are true histories, but this is an allegorical story. Allegorical means it's like it didn't really happen, but it's symbolic.
But why you said it's true?
I said most of the histories in the Bhagavatam are true stories. They really took place. But this story is allegorical.
那么呢哈，他说《博伽瓦藏》里面基本上所有的故事的话呢，都是真实发生过的，它是史实来的，就是你就古史一样哈。但是呢，这个故事的话呢，其中这个故事哈，它是一个象征故事，象征一生预言一样象征性的故事。So
in this allegorical story, when the king left his body, Prabhupada writes in the purport that this shows that when the bona fide acharya is present, he establishes the Lord's will.
当时呢，在这个哈这一章里面，这个要旨里面，帕帕都讲到了哈，真正一个纯粹的 Vaishnava 在场的时候呢，在世的时候呢，他确实代表了主的意志。
And what is the Lord's will? Manmana bhava mad bhakto majaji mam namaskaru. So always think of me, become my devotee, offer your worship to me. But then, when the bona fide acharya leaves, there's so many bogies and yogis and false swamis. Pretending to take up his mission. And this goes on until the next pure devotee comes to actually be his successor and continue his mission.
So, when a pure devotee is in the presence of the Lord, he can make these devotees to be thinking Krishna, to be Krishna, to serve Krishna, to do this and that. But when a Acharya is in the presence of the Lord, then these yogis, 等等这些东西呢就会出现了啊，就像杂草那样就冒出来了。然后呢，直到呢下一个 Acharya 显现，这些东西肯定在那，他们想就是取代这个位置。
It's normal for when an Acharya leaves.
这是对于一个真正的阿查亚领地之后呢，这是很正常的事情。
In Hawaii, Gurudev gave a lecture about a couple of disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
那古人也将关于这点呢讲到了巴基斯坦和萨斯瓦蒂帕帕的，讲的是太公了，应该算是啊，就是呢帕帕的灵性导师的那一段啊历史。
They were big devotees in his time and leaders and big managers.
那么当时呢，这些门徒呢也算是当时的大堂教士啊和呢广理庙很出色的。
But then one of them pretended that he was the appointed next acharya.
另外，其中一位的话呢，就假装呢，他就是呢那个被任命的 acharya， 下一任 acharya。
And he tried to take over, and he was very offensive, and then he just became a mad person and put stool all over his body.
想呢哈，掌控一切，然后就说呢。
This is in one Hari Katha lecture.
啊好，那么最后呢，这个人彻底就是精神上有毛病了，把那粪便呢都往自己身上涂啊。
By the influence of the bona fide guru, everybody looks good.
因为呢哈，纯粹奉献者的影响，每个人都看起来还不错啊，很不错的。就是纯粹奉献者的渗透了他的影响，让你觉得你自己还好。那现在他们走之后，我们就原形毕露。When he disappears, then we show our real face.
Yeah. It may take a while for it to be revealed, but eventually it's revealed.
因为呢，这需要点时间哈，这些人真面目会露出来，但是呢，通过哪时会露出来？因为他不是真正的，不是真料。
Even the guru of Srila Gurudev, who is the sannyas guru of our Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami Maharaj.
用咱们师公吧哈，就是帕帕德的，神兄弟也是他的sannyasi灵性导师。
His disciple, who became the next acharya, was Srila Vaman Maharaj.
他的这个门徒呢哈，就是成为下一任acharya呢是呢，Vaman Maharaj.
And while he was in the world.Up till just a few years ago, you'd think that all the acharyas who Gurudev used to sit on the stage with every year in Navadvip and Vrindavan were all great souls. You would think that. One would think that.
我们会一个人会想哈，那跟 Gurudev 坐在同一台上的都是 acharya 哈，都是很厉害的。
They were all in charge of thousands of villagers.
他们可能都是管
did great preaching.
啊几千个人的哈、啊，就是说传教士啊，就是呢，村里面的话等等很多地方啊，那地方传教很多人。
And the leader of them all, he would always sit next to Gurudev on the stage in Navadvip, and they would like whisper to each other and joke together.
这些领导人的话，经常坐在 Gurudev 旁边的啊，总是互相啊，就是俄语啊，啊开玩笑等等都有。
But then he said something offensive about our Prabhupada, that he shouldn't have taken the name Prabhupada, it was an offense to his Prabhupada. And so I didn't like him after I heard that. So, but I couldn't understand how come Gurudev seemed to love him so much and they were on the stage together. But then, after Srila Vaman Maharaj disappeared, and Srila Vaman Maharaj wanted Gurudev to put him in Samadhi,And Gurudev was in Navadvip. He was in Govardhan at that time. So as soon as Gurudev heard that he wanted him to put him in Samadhi and that he left, he immediately took a train to Navadvip to do the Samadhi ceremony. But while he was traveling in the middle of the night, this big acharya who Gurudev used to sit next to and a bunch of others, they didn't want Gurudev to be the one to put him in Samadhi because it generally means that that person is the successor.So they did it, so by the time Gurudev got there, it was already done. And then they tried to kick Gurudev out of the mission. So you never know, sometimes, until the guru leaves.
也像也是说是 Gurudev 神兄弟类的啊，就说以前就也是啊，也是那些所谓 acharya 啊，就是，但是呢，但我们 Gurudev 的这个神兄弟隐居之后就大主持了啊，隐居之后呢，实际上他想要 Gurudev 把他放入 Samadhi 的。但是呢，这些人的话呢。就怕呢 ，Gurudev 当时 Gurudev 在高瓦当上嘛，啊，当时在朝拜，那么这个神兄弟在南麻浦，在南非特营地的，所以 Gurudev 呢就马上坐了一个火车赶到那地方，赶到那里的时候呢，这个呢 Samadhi 仪式已经做完了，因为他们呢就想着啊，如果这个 Gurudev 做了 Samadhi 的话，意味着他是下一任的继任者，实际上为了抢这些东西的哈，所以呢他做了，这些人很难看得出来的，那表面上还跟你说说笑笑。在台上做的时候都还像模像样的，但是呢，就是人的心思还是难测的。
So pure bhakti is rare and pure bhakti is rare.
所以要记住一点，就是纯粹奉爱是含有的，纯粹奉献者也是含有的。
Now because you're
within that association, you have a lot of very painful, heartbreaking memories.
所以呢，因为你在这种联谊之中呢，所以你会有很多痛苦的，或者说呢，很令人心碎的一些呢，一些呢体验。
You're surrounded by memories.
因为你因此呢，你是被整个这种记忆呢所包围。
The more you associate, in your new association now, you'll be free from that.
那么你将进入
And it'll be like a bad dream that you woke up from.
有新的联谊之后呢，你逐步从呢这些经验、体验里、回忆里面呢出来，就像一个人做了一场噩梦一样，醒过来，一场噩梦。
Also, you'll realize that, it's our own karma when we get cheated by a false person or a false guru.
但是呢，你要明白哈，也就像我们被一个呢所谓的假假咕噜等等这些骗子骗的话也是我们的业报 karma
because it means that in my past life either I offended a real guru or I myself was a bogus guru or something
所以呢可能我们前世要么是冒犯了一个真正的咕噜要么呢我们自己也是个假咕噜这辈子呢也是走到这一步
so in that way I realized that I created my destiny and I also have the power to change my destiny
所以呢我们明白的是
by having good association
我们创造了我们的命运那我们也就可以改造我们的命运所以我们只是要改变我们的态度、心态。
I hope you can come to Kartik this
我希望
October, so you can meet many new God brothers and God sisters.
希望你呢十月份能够去呢，十月份早来去见一些新的神兄弟姐妹。
And a good wife also, I hope she can.
我希望你的妻子也能。
Do you have children also?
有没有孩子？
No.
No? Well, that's good, then you're free to
那就很好
do things.
没有那么自由一点，自由一点做一些事儿，自由一点做一些事儿。
So was that second question satisfactorily answered, or does some things remain?
第一个问题有没有满意？还有没有别的东西留下来？
非常满意，但是我还有一个补充的小问题。
One small question.
关于什么 Krishna Maharaj 隐迹的这件事，现在有两种评价。一种说他根本没有回归神手。还有一种，他既然是觉得，就是说，认为他是觉得成就上的。根据经典，他离开的这些征兆，他应该会去承受。
About the Tamagiru Soma's experience, is that there's two kinds of saying about his experience. One said, you know, it's a pure devotee. There should be some symptoms of. Some said he didn't go back to the spiritual world, go back to Godhead. Some said.If he's a pure devotee, he should have some symptoms about going back to the Godhead, you know, some good signs. What do you think about it, about his appearance?
What does he think and what does he think?
你怎么觉得?
And I have a question before I answer that question.
我在回答你问题的时候，我还有个问题。
Why did he take initiation from Gurudev if he has faith in Kamala Krishna Maharaj? He was previously initiated by Kamala Krishna Maharaj, right?
No.He has faith in Tamagushu Goswami, but actually, Umapati gave him name.
Well, who's
Umapati Maharaj gave him name.
Who gave him the initiation ceremony?
所以实际上属于给你的启灵仪式，之前。
Umapati.
Oh, I see. So.
But he has
faith. Tamagushu Maharaj is with his shikshu guru, right?
I think it's guru, now.
Right. Okay. So I can't say.personally, I don't want to say because I don't want to upset anything.
Upset?
I don't want to upset anything. Like if he thinks that he's a pure devotee and
I say I don't think he is. 不想说因为不想呢骚扰到你们的个人想法。比如说你自己本身就觉得他是纯粹奉献者。我要说另外一句话的话呢你可能会觉得。
I think that he was very sincere and he was correct at the end.
我只是觉得他这个人还是很诚心的，只是呢最后呢被压垮。
He did a lot of fantastic service for Srila Prabhupada.
他为他做了很多，
yeah.
很令人震惊的一些呢服务。
And he was one of the first to come to Gurudev as well.
他也是呢早期的最早期呢来到Gurudev这边的。
No, he was the leader, of book distribution, making new devotees, the bus program.So many things.
但是呢，派书啊，就是说呢，传播，就是说呢，培养新奉献者啊，等等，还有呢，搞这种各种活动的他都是领头的。
The preaching in England.
是。
He was one of the founders of that.
在英国的传教等等，他是其中一个。
And then he was one of the ones
who first came to Gurudev. And because of him, we have those hundreds of cassette tapes.
也是因为他的话，我们后面留下了呢，大量的这个录音，他们早期的讲课录音等等。
On the other hand, the questions, you'll see by the questions that he asked Gurudev, that he's not in full knowledge of the philosophy.
虽然你从他在跟Gurudev征询的问题里面可以看到呢，他对这些东西呢并没有完整的知识。 这录音里面，影像，这个录音资料里面会提到很多问题，也证明他对这些没有知识。而Gurudev呢，在逐一的向他解释。I mean,
I learned a lot from those questions.
实际上，我自己本人都从这些问题和答案里面得到很多东西。他在收集和在整理这个资料。
But the fact that they had to ask, like, what is Swarup Siddha Bhakti and what is Vastu Siddhi and all those things, that means it's not full knowledge of the. 他们包括呢，哈，问询问什么教师呢？Swarup Siddhi Bhakti，Vastu Siddhi，这些问题哈，这些就是专有的术语哈，等等。他们在询问这些东西。Because, you know, when you fully knows the philosophy and is fully
knows. 去考虑到呢，考证下来一个呢哈，初阶奉献者、中阶奉献者以及高阶奉献者他的征兆的时候，高阶奉献者 Uttamadhikari 的征兆是什么？对，是通晓经典，精通经典，可以经典铲除任何疑问。Oh, okay.
So, but I mean, I'm not a pure devotee, so. I'm not qualified to say, but just from one action.
但我不是个纯粹奉献者哈，所以我不能这样说。我只是从一个活动，从这个呢，现象啊这个活动来去讲述，这个角度。实际上，这就是我最后的一个小问题，就是一个纯粹奉献者特征跟他聊。So this is my.
已经说了，他通晓经典。那么就您现在知道，一个纯粹奉献者还有没有其他的特征？
You know how, that's the last question I have, this, what's the symptoms of a pure devotee? Except this one, like, you know, scriptures, is well versed with in scripture.
Yeah.
And what's another symptom?
Is that Tadvidi, no, I mean, this is from Tasmin Guru Prabhadyeta Jigyasu Sreya Uttama Shabde Pare Chanisnatyam Brahmani Upasamashrayam. The three symptoms of a Uttama Mahabhagwat.
实际上在 Uttama Mahabhagwat 的话呢，哈，伟大的这个奉献者呢，有三个征兆。
One is that he has full knowledge of the scriptures and he can free any disciple from doubts regarding the philosophy.
所以的话呢，第一个征兆呢，就是呢，他通晓经典，并且呢，就是说呢，通过经典的这个经论的话呢，他可以完全呢，免除呢门徒啊。 对于经典的这个疑虑，这个疑惑，就是说呢，扫除疑惑。So
he's not only that he has knowledge of the scriptures, but he has realization of the scriptures.
所以这里面不仅讲到他是呢哈对经典方面具有知识，而且是真正的觉悟经典。He
has an experience of his relationship with Krishna.
他也呢哈跟 Krishna 的关系呢也有呢哈这个呢。He's
either on the topmost platform, which is that he's Bhagavat Prapta Deha. There's three kinds of Uttama Mahabhagavat. One is Bhagavat Prapta Deha, Parshada. That means he's an associate of the Lord. And he comes here in the dress of a Raganuga Bhakti. But actually he's a Ragatmika Bhakta, or an associate of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah. 他实际上是呢 Ragamika Bhakta 就是说呢是具有自发性爱心的这个呢奉献者，是主的同游。但是呢他呢来到这个世界呢，好像穿着一个外套啊，叫化身样来到这个世界上，以一个呢 Raganuga Bhakta 就是一个追随呢这个永恒同游的这么一个修行者的形象而来。他实际上是同游。
And minimum for an Uttama Mahabhagavat is that he has Swarup Siddha Bhakti, which means he's situated in Bhava Bhakti. Which means he gets sportis or visions of himself in his spiritual body and his engagement with the Lord.
那么第二就是最起码的这个顶尖奉献者的话呢，他起码在 Bhava Bhakti 这个层面 啊，八宝阶段，就说呢，他已经呢隐约可见哈、哦、他的这个呢灵性形象啊，他也是不提，就是说他可以哎看到知道了他的灵性形象大概是个什么。
Whereas in Prema Bhakti, the topmost pure devotee, they're situated in Vastu City, which means their whole spiritual body is already manifest. And they just manifest here with a covering of that spiritual body, which is also spiritual, but it looks material.
Svarupa City 啊 ，Bhakti 的话呢，就说这个人的话呢，已经呢，他的灵性身体已经完全发展好了，只是呢，哈、啊，接受了这个呢，像个骨盖一样哈、啊，这个东西啊，这个躯体看起来像物质，实际上是灵性的。他就算这个躯体，他也跟我们不一样的。
But he's always in the ecstasy of his loving relationship with Krishna.
他总是呢，处在呢哈、啊、与 Krishna 这个关系这种狂喜之中。
Never unhappy.
不会呀，快不会不快乐，他没有这
么
开心的生活。
And then the third symptom.Of a bona fide Uttama Adhikari, bona fide Guru, is that he's detached from material desires and anxieties.
啊，那么呢，哈，这个呢，顶尖奉献者的这个第三个征兆呢，就是说呢，他完全呢没有物质欲望啊，免除呢任何物质忧虑。这是第三。
Those three.
这是三个啊，精通经典啊，觉悟呢，他与Krishna关系，还有呢，第三个呢就是呢，没有任何物质欲望，免除任何物质忧虑。
So, regarding Tamal Krishna Maharaj.The two reasons why I would say that he wasn't exactly ready to go back to Godhead yet、
mm.
was one, the lack of full knowledge of the scripture.
那么我呢就说呢就是提到呢哈，就是他不是说说明啊，还没有呢哈，回到灵性世界啊，这个考虑的点是什么？第一个呢哈，他对经典呢没有完全通晓。
And number two, I mean, Gurudev had to even give many classes to them on what is Guru.
甚至 Gurudev 呢，跟他们的讲课里面都提到了什么是 Guru， 反复去跟他们提。
哦。
什么是 Guru？
And then two, even though he knew what Gurudev was, because he had taken classes from him and shelter from him since I think 1989, 1990, up till 1995, even though he knew what Gurudev was.For the sake of the institution, he was part of the group that put out papers and sent out emails to all the ISKCON devotees, telling them to stay away from Gurudev.
所以尽管他知道那 Gurudev 是谁，他从那八九年到九五年哈、哦、去听这些课，但是的话呢，实际上最后呢，他也成为他们这个团队中其中一员，有去广泛的派发这些信，叫奉献者呢不要去呢。
They forced him to do that and he did it.
是别人强迫，当然是别人强迫他这样做，但是他最后也
做了。Really, Bhakti was the only thing on his mind, and he would have said, "Forget about this institution."
如果一个人
I know that Prabhupada wants me to get pure bhakti. Take away my disciples. Take away my money. I don't care.
如果人真正想要纯粹奉外的话呢，他会态度很坚决的。
Yeah.
他知道呢哦，怕的这样要我这个纯要我这个啊做呢，就纯粹奉外，那你可以把我门徒拿走，可以把我的位置拿走，所谓的捡起钱拿走。
Like you said, he admitted he's suffering.
他也承认自己我是受苦。
He admitted his feelings in his heart were so bitter.
因为呢，他承认自己心中的味道是苦的。
He didn't have the strength to come out.
他呢，没有呢，挣扎的冲出来。
有。
So those are the basic two reasons.
这是呢哈，其中两个基本的原因。
有没有这样一种可能？可能他不一定特别精通经典。但就像我们许多的《逍遥时光》里写到了，他由于得到主的特别仁慈，也可以把他直接提升到纯粹奉献者的层面。
He said that even though let's just say that even though somebody is not fully in well versed with in scripture, but maybe by the Lord's special mercy, also he can be brought into the spiritual platform, like into the spiritual world.Is that possible? That's by special mercy that someone can go to spiritual world by this.
If the other thing wasn't there.
那么还要起码一个点呢，就是说其他两样都不在。
啊。
就说都具备。你这一样不够，那两样都是具备的才行。你不要三样都不齐。
Gurudev said about the the ISKCON leaders who would send out all these papers.
Mm.
He said, Krishna is very worried because he's already made so many hells, but he hasn't made a hell bad enough for someone who tries to keep others away from the pure devotee, which is the only way out of the material world.
Mm.
So I'm not saying that's his destination. I'm just saying that these people forced him into doing what they wanted to do for their own purposes.
所以呢，古典的话，当时呢就提到这问题，说了哈，他说实际上呢，他们发这信的时候 ，Krishna 是很担心的，因为他们 Krishna 造的地狱呢还不足够于呢去放这些人哈，就这些呢阻止别的灵魂呢去靠近一个纯粹奉献者，实际上这是最大的罪孽。这个因为靠近纯粹奉献是唯一能够脱出这个物质世界的方式，
yeah.
唯一一条通道来的。你挡住了这些人，那你造的罪孽是其他这地狱还没找到一个合适的地狱去放这些人的。
And also supporting all the other gurus who did terrible things.
而且去支持那一些呢，哈，做了一些呢很混账的事情的一些。
Saying that they're bona fide gurus.
而把他们称为呢是有资格的。
So there's a lot of things really.
所以其中很多东西的哈，但我不想说这些东西，没有必要。
But I'm feeling very pained to speak all this.
但是我自己也感觉到很痛心哈，去再去这些东西。
Because I know you have so much faith in him. I know that he's helped you a lot.
我也知道你对他有很多信心。
I can help you.
也呢对你有很多帮助。
I wasn't there when you were Carmi and picked you up.
因为呢我并没有呢像他那样在那时候帮过你，而他呢当时在那里。
So you know who am I to you know to judge him?
所以呢我是谁呢可以呢评判他呢，在你人生中的位置。
But at the same time, to go back to Godhead is not an ordinary thing.
但是呢回归神首并非一个普通的事情。要明白。
That is in order to go to Braj to be a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his line means not going to Vaikuntha, it means going to Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan.
而且你要明白，作为 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的同游的这个追随者的话呢，你回去的并不是 Vaikuntha 无忧星宿，而是回叫 Goloka Vrindavan.
The residents of Goloka Vrindavan are all Ragatmika Bhaktas. That means they have unlimited attachment and thirst for Krishna.
For Krishna. 而呢，在 Goloka Vrindavan 这些同游的话呢，都是 Ragatmika Bhakta.就是说呢，他对 Krishna 有无限的这种的依恋。
In order to go to Goloka Vrindavan, one has to follow the practice of Raganuga Bhakti.
所以为了去到 Goloka Vrindavan 的话，一个人要追随的是 Raganuga Bhakti 哈，自发性的。
Which is like Raghunath Das Goswami.
就像 Raghunath Das Goswami 一样。
Now always weeping for the service of Radharani.
总是为呢 Radharani 这个服务呢
Not caring for any material consideration.
而不会在乎任何物质考虑。
Always respectful to pure devotees.
总是呢哈非常恭敬的纯粹奉献者。
Like the first verse of Raghunath Das Goswami's Manashiksha.
训诲心意哈 Manashiksha 这本书就是 Raghunath Das Goswami 的第一个世界提到。
Guru Goste Gostala Yeshu, what is it? Goste Gostala Yeshu, Sujane Busuragane. That is, O mind, please always.Worship Guru, always worship the Brijbasis. That is not only the Brijbasis in their form as Brijbasis, but in the forms that they take in this material world. Always respect the pure devotees in all the four sampradayas. So to
Brahmanas,
the Brahmanas. So to under any condition to allow oneself to be forced.To be part of the team, to take full advantage of modern technology, to make international offense to Srila Gurudev, is not the quality of a pure devotee.
所以的话呢，这里面啊，这师姐讲的训诲心意，这师姐讲到了哈，呕心意啊，请快速的发展对灵性导师、对奉献者啊、圣地居民，对吧？或是呢，只是出生在圣地，而实际上内心并没有圣地的这个居民的心态，这种人呢，还有呢婆罗门呢，还有四个使徒团系列的奉献者呢，都要尊敬的，啊，都要恭敬的。这就是说呢，我们最后要恭敬的所有这些人。而如果一个人呢，因为呢各种原因而被迫加入这么一个队伍，去呢用呢运用这种现代的技术是吧，去国际性的哈去呢诽谤或者是呢传播哈，就是说这个一个奉献者的不好的东西，
都
是很糟糕的。
And also to support fully the false guru system.
去
what is going on.
去支持的这种所谓假布鲁的体系的。
Like 1980, there was 11 Vyasasanas in the LA temple where I was living. They each had this big Vyasasana. And one of them fell down from LSD, one of them shot people with his guns, another one married a carmi who smokes. You know, you go down the line.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
在洛杉矶以前庙里面他有11个 Vyasa 座。
对。
给他们11个咕噜的供的。最后一个个这一个抽支吸毒了 LSD 一个跟了一个女门徒走，或者是一个已经彻底离开了等等哦，这么就排的队呢就已经没有了。
And guess what? There's no such thing as a zonal acharya.
实际上根本就没有所谓区域咕噜、
oh.
zonal acharya 这回事，区域咕噜他们画地盘了、
yeah.
就是我这块。
You'll never find that term in the scriptures.
这个经典找不到这个词。
Oh.
没有提到这个事。
There's zonal GBC for management, but there's no such thing as a zonal acharya.
这个时候呢，有关于管理方面的话，可以有区域管理。
World,
但是呢，关于 acharya 的话，并没有区域。
acharya of the world.
acharya 意味着它是全世界。
So many new things were invented.
Yeah.
Yeah. 而不是呢
This is my zone. I'm the disciples here are my disciples.
我的门徒哈、哦，这个区地盘啊、哦，等等，这些东西。
Anyway, if you could understand English, or if your wife can help you understand, and you could hear these very beautiful tapes.
如果你能明白哈英文，或是你妻子能帮你的话，你去听一下这些带子，让你明白一些东西。
非常感谢你帮我。
And then, I mean, I can go on and on.
我可以继续讲吗？这个没问题。
like the guy's not even a guru. He's just a conditioned soul.
我可以告诉你。
As you saw in Mahapati Swami.
有的人根本就不是奉献者，只是一个小见性、摄影师的灵魂。
And then you have to eat this so-called remnants of this so-called prasadam.
你还要吃他的所谓
which is really boga.
实际上是 boga.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
这东西可以继续下去。
对。但是我记得奇拉帕帕说过啊，初级的、中级的也可以成为灵性导师。
But Sri Prabhupada said Kanishtha and Madhyam also can be gurus.
No. Show me.
给我看看。
It's at the end of the fifth chapter of Nectar of Instruction.
这第五十节哈，教诲纲第五十节。
You said.The Kanistha and Madhyama can also accept disciples.
他只是讲到了 Kanistha 哈初阶和呢 Madhyam 中阶呢可以接受门徒。
But those disciples should be on their level.
但是呢这些门徒必须呢在他们的层面。
And it should let's continue the sentence.
我们可以继续这句话啊。
对。
And it should be understood that they cannot advance very well to the ultimate goal of life.
但是呢这些门徒要明白他们实际上不能够呢哦在呢中朝向终极目标这条路上呢。走得足够的远。
Therefore, one should be careful to accept an Uttama Adhikari as a spiritual master.
所以一个人要非常小心谨慎的，要去接受一个顶尖贡献者作为呢 guru。这就是这段。
So then, when you bring that up to them, what do they say?
那么他们究竟怎么讲的呢
？Right. So we're going to be their gurus, and we're going to bring them to Prabhupada, who will bring them back to Godhead.
啊，他是说的话，我们可以成为这些人的 guru， 我们把他们带到 guru 帕帕的那里，帕帕的也把他们带到。
That's nowhere in the scriptures.
这
实际上
跟经典呢讲的不一样。
The guru can give Krishna.
古鲁的就能够给 Krishna， 不需要呢再中转。
The guru's manifestation of Krishna.
因为呢，古鲁呢就是呢 Krishna 的化身。
What does it mean that they can give you Prabhupada?
什么意思？他们可以给你 Prabhupada 的。
I can give you Prabhupada.
我可以给你
Prabhupada
的。
I can bring you to Prabhupada's mercy. I can give you Prabhupada's books. I can tell you all about him.
只是呢，意味着他们可以把你带到 Prabhupada 的这个像面前，带到他的书面前，带到他的这些呢啊庙里面等等啊很多。
Yeah.
So gradually, all this will be revealed.
所有这东西都是逐渐然后揭示出来的。
Okay.
And clarified.
然后呢，把它清理。
As you read through these books,
and
Prabhupada's
books. 帕帕在读帕帕的书。
And very interestingly enough, in fact, I was just listening yesterday. Kamal Krishna Maharaj was telling him and Burijan.Dhanadhar Swami were telling Gurudev that until we heard it from you, we'd read Prabhupada's books so many times that we didn't see it. But then when you say it, we go back and look at Prabhupada's books and it's there.
So, in this recording, there's one part, which is, this is Tham Krishna Goswami, and with some of the 直到我们好就是听了你这个话，听了这课之后呢，我们再回去看哦，我们没发现这以前没有发现这段话讲到这个东西的，现在我们回去看哦，确实在那里。
So my heart also used to be really wrenched apart.
Wrenched apart.
Ripped apart. Because you know I was seeing things that a certain guru was doing back in 1979-1980, and I was reading in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that Guru and Krishna are one. There's no difference. Guru is manifestation of Krishna. I was thinking, so is that what Krishna's like?
但是我自己也我也觉得哈很揪心啊，就是说呢，我看了一些人哈所作所为啊，再回去看了这个经典哈，参照经典，说Guru跟 Krishna 是一体，一个是一体的，是没有分别一体的。那难道 Krishna 是这样子的吗
？So then, as soon as I heard that Prabhupada didn't appoint them gurus, oh, everything became clear.
后来我听说呢，爸爸的并没有任命他们做 Guru， 然后呢，一切呢就清楚了，不然的话呢，我就老在那里，然后揪着。
都对不起啊。
Sorry, too much. Too much for him.
No, it wasn't too much for me. I'm worried that it's too much for him.
我是怕你听太多了。
啊？什么？
我怕你听得太多了。
问题是啊，一个纯粹奉献者是不是在超人的系统 Radha Krishna 安排下，他从灵性世界下来，这是一种情况。还有一个就是普通的机缘
修上去的，是吧？
通过纯粹奉献者的仁慈上去了。
嗯。
啊。这种自现光辉啊，是不是也是一种安排呢
？He said, pure devotees is one is like standing by, sent by Radha and Krishna to come this world. Another is like by bhajan, and through the association, the pure devotees gradually become self-manifest. So this self-manifest of this sadhana city bhaktas is also arrangement or
arrangement means
arrangement also, you know, it's happened.
Yeah, either one comes down, or one gradually becomes perfect, and then he goes back to Godhead, and then he comes down.
Come down again.
Yeah, because he's already perfect, and then he's what he is.
有一种呢，就是说他已经是同忧了，从上面下来的，拍下来。一种呢是呢，从下面修上去的，然后再下来的。
Either he was never a conditioned soul, or he was conditioned soul, and became perfect, and then he's here as a
perfect 也就是说呢，这种纯粹奉献者呢，要么呢是直接呢他是同游来的，他是永恒完美的下来的因种呢，还有呢就是呢他经由修行呢完美之后呢再下来的，两种。
So I really feel bad because I don't want to upset you any more than there's already so much upset. I don't want to.
所以我不想呢哈骚扰你。已经有多少了
create more confusion
让你呢更混乱
我听了您的以后我应该是越来越明白
I should become more clear about it
我们要去给你
可以的
Thank you
我听到一种说法好像从希腊帕帕再往吉舍潘那上面他们都是主的同游那下面我们就有担心了、
he said that,
会不会是主的同游、
he heard before that's before Papa.And including Prabhupada up to Mahaprabhu, all these associates, external associates. But after Prabhupada, they have doubts whether they will be pure devotees or not coming. After Prabhupada.
There are pure devotees after Prabhupada. Gurudev is a pure devotee.
在 Prabhupada 之后有纯粹奉献者的。
Yeah.
Gurudev 也是一个。
Yeah, it's still coming.
也会来。也会后期有的。
So, yeah. So, what's the question?
问题是什么？
他因为希腊帕帕以前说中国奉献者最晚他最好，那我有一个担心呢，就是中国的这种传教事业。但是我对现在Gurudev是很有信心的，但是有人会担心他岁数很大，又现在还有很多假的。咕噜在这里做了很多服务，今后会有很多麻烦。
He said, like Gurudev is very senior in age, so I have faith in Gurudev. But many people said, you know, afterwards, you know, after like Gurudev disappeared, is you know, in great age, and many other false gurus still doing service in the here.
Yeah, that's、
China.
What's gonna happen.
So.
You know, but there's always the next pure guru.
总是有下一位纯粹的guru。
The
The siblic succession is eternal.
因为十徒长系是永恒的，要相信。
Just like Gurudev was there when Prabhupada left.
就像 Gurudev 让帕帕德隐居之后呢
，Gurudev
也在那里，也在场。
A while to realize.
但是呢，他这让世界明白他，啊，去觉悟到他的话呢，需要时间。也就是这种guru的显现需要时间，他并不是不在。
So similarly, there's going to be a pure devotee.
肯定有。
Or more than one pure devotee.
纯净奉献者，而且不止一位。
Just a matter is of us if we're fortunate or eager enough.
只是呢，看我们自己本人的幸运以及呢我们的热切求道之心啊，它会显现给个人。不是每个人都看见，他在世啊，纯净奉献者是永远在的。
His butt, go ahead.
刚刚佢讲嗰个，佢话咩？佢话诶，普鲁巴点讲话？佢话中国点啊？
中国系最尾一个入嚟最即系最好嘅奉献者。He said, "Papa mentioned about China is the last one."Coming to Krishna consciousness, but will be the best devotees.
Well, I
we don't see,
anything
here in the book about it.
I haven't seen it in the book, and I haven't seen it in his letters. But you can check folio. You have folio, right?
Folio.
You know folio, the database?
Yeah.
You have it.
Yeah.
You can check. Of course, the database that you have, does it have his letters?Or just his book.
他在帕帕德的书里面和信件里面没有提到这个，但可能有些是不是别的
？I'm not sure in what form or whether it was recorded.
Yeah, but everybody speaking like this, I don't know.
Everybody saying it.
But I mean, just mentioned.
But it's clear that these Chinese devotees are so sincere. When we see Gurudev around the world, he's very grave.And when he's in China or Hong Kong, he's just laughing like a father. They all jump on his lap and he's
one devotee want to embrace Gurudev this time, and then the people are holding him.
And he's just, you know, laughing and loving it.
但是 Gurudev 的话呢，在在外国的时候呢，表情蛮严肃的啊。他在中国的时候呢，蛮多笑容的。
Very interesting to see him, you know, with the Chinese devotees.
Get this feeling he's coming back home.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
very excited, but it's like very natural.
It's very
no,
natural.
No, some that, like one devotee mentioned, you are my father and mother.
Yeah.
我想知道 Gurudev 对中国的传教事业，对中国的奉献，他有没有一些预言
？Is that Gurudev have any, like a foretell about the preaching or
what?
In China?
Foretelling?
Like yeah, foretelling. Like mentioned about anything about.
Well, there's a lot that I have not heard that Gurudev said. But maybe you could write a letter to Gurudev and ask him.
他说他没有还没听闻过啊，他说还可以叫我去写封信去问一下。
But he did tell Nanda, Prabhu, Anuttam, and her that they have a very big responsibility now to take care of all the devotees.
但是他确实提到哈，就是呢，我们这奉献者，就是说稍微进来早一点，要照顾奉献者。
And the most initiates are coming from China. The only other country that's near that is Russia.
而且现在中国奉献人数越来越多。
Yeah.
就说呢，除了俄罗斯之后，应该中国人数是第二。
China's coming up the fastest.
它速度很快。
Except for Russia, maybe.
速度很快，因为它有基数的增长，到一定程度后就会快速。
And that's without even public preaching. It's just by sneaking.
他说这还不是公开传教，而是在偷偷摸摸。
对。
So for any other country to make an excuse when they have so much facility, it's ungrounded.
这个朱雷给我一个劝示，他说你现在可以走遍中国开始传教，但是我还有工作需要一段时间的，可能一年左右，那我怎么来理解？是我现在马上把我工作放下去做这个事，还是为以后这个事做一些准备？您对我有什么
？He said the Guru mentioned to him about, give him one instruction.That you should, from now you should preach all over China. You should, you know,
travel?
Go and preach, traveling and preach.
Wow.
But how can he understand this instruction from Gurudev? Should he, you know, because he's working now. Should he put down everything and do or just like make prepare? for this
we need to
ultimate.
Prepare by reading.
你们一定是准备通过阅读和聆听去准备自己，大量的阅读和聆听。
Otherwise, you'll be baffled if somebody challenges something and you won't be able to.
不然的话，有人挑战你的话，你是没法应对的。啊，一些问题。
At least some months of.
起码几个月时间。
Of intensive.
去强化的阅读和聆听。Associating
with senior devotees.
还有去跟一些资深奉献者有些联谊。
And then go in.
好，谢谢提问。Did you also mention in one session that you know Lali Kumar?
Yeah.
You mentioned about how to preach with love, how to preach, you know.
Yeah.
And today said you should prepare, like you should go in deep, understand this Tattva Siddhanta, you know, and then you can preach. Otherwise, you are, you know, it's not real preaching.
Yeah.
Mm. 有一个其中一个奉献者 Gurudev 讲了，你要去熟悉所有的 Tattva Siddhanta 终极结论。
It's not that
你才能讲教，不然的话你真的没法传。
You've already been a devotee for many years, and you're already familiar with Prabhupada's books.
因为你现在的话，你已经是多年的奉献者，也很熟悉帕帕德的著作。
But at the same time, you've been hearing misconceptions about Prabhupada's books.
但是呢，与此同时呢，你又混杂有呢，听了很多呢关于帕帕德书的一些误解。
And misconceptions about Prabhupada.
还有呢，对，也就形成了对帕帕的一个误解。
So to put in the right conceptions, there are certain books.
那么你要是清理这些呢错误的概念的话呢， 然后呢去读帕帕Gurudev这些书哈，去帮助你。
Do you have Pinnacle of Devotion in Chinese?
Not yet.
Is it coming or?
Think.
Or maybe his wife can help with that.
你的妻子可以去读一下哈，这个《凤凰的巅峰》。
Like why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come?
这没有呢，还没有中文。
Do you know why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came?
为什么妈妈不来？
To this world?
为什么妈妈不行,
what was the main reason he came?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he come to donate, to give to the world? What?
是什么？我以前看就是Chaitanya教导，知道爸爸对这个有一个解释，我只是知道这个答案。
I only from instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this book, the Srila Prabhupada mentioned about.
Yeah, so what's the answer?
什么答案是什么？
答案主要是两个。
Two reasons.
Yeah.
一个是, 马哈帕布想，他想品尝Radha对Krishna的爱，快乐，以及这个爱产生的一种体验，experience.
这是最主要的原因。This is the main reason you came.
第二个原因呢，他就是把Sankirtan 把哈利·库什纳，圣名运动带到这个，
and the second is like you want to
拯救所有
bring down the Sankirtan movement to help the jivas in this world.
Help the jivas to do what?
去帮助他们做什么？
唱诵主的圣名。
To chant the holy names of the Lord.
Why?
什么意思？为什么？
For what end?
有什么缘故？
主的圣名和库什纳一样，通过 声音呢，使他们被Krishna吸引。
It's the names and it's no difference from Krishna. So through the chanting the name, they can be attracted to Krishna.
What's the ultimate goal?
这个终极目标是什么？
Prema.
Prema.
What kind of prema?
什么样的 prema?
Previous to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other acharyas came, and other incarnations came to give prema.
那么呢，在帕玛布之前呢，也有其他的化身和其他的acharya来的，他们也给予 prema.
But Rupa Goswami said, Anarpita Chirin Chirai Kurunayava Chiranam Kalo, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, but no other incarnation of Acharya ever gave before, since the last time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came is the previous day of Brahma.
Rupa Goswami 提到的话，就是说Mahaprabhu来的话呢，给予的是所有其他化身的话前所未有的东西来的，而这个礼物的话呢，曾经是就Brahma的另外一天里面给的了，就是很长时间了。 他布拉玛的一天才来一次嘛，马帕布这个化身。
So what is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give that no other acharya gave before, no other incarnation?
马帕布来的哈，这个呢所谓前所未有的这个礼物哈，就说其他化身和其他的这个 acharya 呢未给过的东西就是。Which
is the same goal that Prabhupada came to give and the same goal that Gurudev has come to give and all of our acharyas have come to give.
这个哈，这个同样的目标的话呢，也是呢，帕帕德给出来的，也是呢，Gurudev给出，还是呢，我们这使徒详细这样说的，Acharya给出来的东西，就是我们使徒详细的。
Service to Radharani as maid servant.
就是呢哈，作为女仆呢。
所以呢 Radharani 这个服务他没有给出来的
benediction for the jiva
这是呢对众生的最高的祝福
you can read about that in the Adi Leela chapter 4
你也可以在那
话 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
Chaitanya 里面呢这个第
一
早一下的第四章
Gauravani Pacharani
或是呢读下这本书 Gauravani
Why Prabhupada came? Which is the same reason Mahaprabhu came.
所以 Mahaprabhu 来也是一样原因，帕帕达来是一样原因。
And if you could get that the pinnacle of devotion in Chinese, and also so many books that are already in Chinese, she can tell you which books to read.
也是书我可以到时候给你 ，email 给我的话。
Will especially help understand Prabhupada's books better.
然后呢，去帮助你明白更好的明白帕帕达的书。
So study those deeply. For a few months, and then because you're very serious and sincere, you'll be ready to travel and preach.
他说呢，你认真的哈去研习这经典，因为你比较严，就是严谨和严肃的话呢，那么呢几个月时间啊，你就可以呢出去讲讲。
Is pinnacle devotion in the process? I think Rita said she was.
Rita is doing a Venugita.
Well, I told her to stop Venugita because she's translating it. She's translating it from the first edition, which is full, completely full. Yeah, and the devotee who made that book is now redoing it. So I just suggested to her that she wait till it's printed.
So you suggest her to do it?
Well, I thought she was already doing Pinnacle Devotion. It's very, very important, Pinnacle Devotion. The whole book is about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to do.
这本书整个呢就讲的 Mahaprabhu 显示的这个显现在世的这个目标目的。
You're in Beijing.
我现在在广西。
Now in Guangxi province, you're close west of Guangdong.
But when I'm in Beijing, where am I going to be that he is?
他在北京的时候，你也能够回北京吗？还是去不了？
什么时候在北京的？
十号吧，大概十号去北京，十八号离开，十号、十一号呢？
十号。如果我回北京的话，我要特别的从这儿请假，然后我飞到北京去。
He has to take a few days off then go.
我可以考虑一下。
Okay, because on those days when he's there, I can speak from Pinnacle of Devotion.
如果你在的话呢，我可以就是说就直接讲这本书，
《
风海之巅》这本书的一些内容。
因为我想把我的那个 David 啊，起来，可以单独的，因为他很害怕，他来听你的话让别人知道。
His wife is very afraid to be exposed to other devotees because he's doing very important service in ISKCON, you know, translation, everything.
ISKCON 现在很依靠他。
They depending on her.
他也在为 ISKCON 在翻译书。
So he's translating many books also.
She's
translating books. That's why she's afraid to be exposed to many devotees, you know. And then the devotees just quickly spread the news.
She doesn't want people to know that she's. A favorable to Gurudev, you mean? That's understandable.
而且他现在有个翻译的书，马上就要在中国出版。
And then now he's like some of the books that will be soonly published in China, you know.
Some of what books?
I don't know what books.
是 Gurudev 的门徒在啊，是已经引进了。他是一个黑人呢，我不知道您的家，我忘了，是一个。他是一个非洲人他是个黑人
他写的是吗
对他写了几本书中国的出版社已经同意了可以出版
I think there's one devotee like a African devotee very famous one I think. He died before 是去世了吧对
对
He died before died a few years ago He wrote several books
主要是给各个领导各个政府写了一些
Oh, I know. Bhaktitirtha.
Bhaktitirtha. He has many books written, and then the government already give permission to be published in China. Those books. So she's doing this. And they some consideration there.
Consideration means?
If you know you come in here and maybe they don't sponsor you to do this publishing, I don't know.
Oh.
Or stop you, you disable.
Yeah.So she's allowed to do that, you're saying. And so what is her fear?
If you come into Gurudev, then maybe they don't, you know, they take everything away. But he's already in the process of translations.
Well, then she could translate Gurudev's books.
So 我说那更好，那个翻译 Gurudev 的书。
If she would translate Gurudev's
book, 如果她翻译 Gurudev 的书的话
，China would make a lot more benefit.
然后呢，中国会更受益。
Than by translating that devotee's book.
而不是呢翻译那个黑人奉献者的书。
Okay.
真的。
Yeah.
哪一个书有更有价值
？Yeah. 所以如果我能回去的话，我可以安排，先不让他知道太多，就是我可以告诉他。再见一个帕帕的门徒，一个年长的奉献者，不要说太多，或许可以。如果知道太多，他有很多的顾虑啊。
Because if he coming back, then he can arrange like meetings, you and his wife.
Coming back where?
To Beijing, because he's working in another province.
Oh. Okay.
Far away.
Oh, far away from Beijing.
More than 2,000 kilometers.
Oh, how many miles is that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
From the south to the north.
Oh. Any other city that we'll be in? Is he near Nanning or?
Nanning, possibly.
Huh?
Nanning.
He's in Beihai.
Oh, he's in Bei, another city.
Oh.
Same province, but another city.
All right, let's see what Krishna desires.
Let me come to Shai.
If it's meant to be for her, it will be. If it's not meant to be, it won't be.
如果呢，他哦，该他的啊，那就他的。
If she has the Sukritis and Sanskars, we're coming closer to Gurudev, then.
如果他有这个 Sukriti 哈，这个灵性的这个福分吧，
yeah.
还有呢，这个呢 Sanska 来自过往的印记，
mm-hmm.
那么他能够来到 Gurudev 这边，那他就来，
yeah.
不然的话就来不了。
Then if she has the Sukritis and Sanskars from past lives to come to Gurudev, then even if she doesn't come and see me, she'll make、
yeah.
the connection. You didn't see me, but you made the connection.
也就是说呢，他可能不需要通过我去见 Gurudev，、
really、
就是他如果有这个 Sukriti 和这个 Sanska 的话呢，
uh-huh.
他各种方式他都是可以去见的。
Yeah.
For Bhakti,
一定要见我。
For bhakti, one has to be prepared to give up all material considerations.
人为了奉爱的话，一个人要准备好去放弃所有物质的考虑考量。
All material positions.
还有那物质的位置。
Like the Goswamis.
像 Goswami 那些。
Chakravartur, Namashesha, Mandalipatim, Shreinim, Siddhartuchiva, they gave up their big positions in the government. Put on the loin cloth.
Lopa Sanatan Goswami, 放弃哈政府要职的高官啊，要职这些位置，啊，为了去呢求得这个。
Raghunath Das Goswami, he had.Such a beautiful wife, as beautiful as Miss Universe.
Raghunath Das Goswami, 这妻子非常之美丽，家里面是说，富甲一方的。
But he gave her up to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because it was an impediment.
那因为这些东西最后成为障碍的时候呢，他就放下了，去为了呢跟 Mahaprabhu 在一起，他抛下这些。
So one has to be prepared. So it depends on her Sukritis and Sanskars.
一个人要准备好。
If she has such a taste for bhakti.That she's willing that if she loses some other thing, it won't matter.
也就是说，她必须要有这种的哈，是可以有三宝，能够准备好，就是说呢，要为了奉爱哈，要这个品位的话呢，她放弃这些东西。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself set the example. He's married to the goddess of fortune, and she loved him, and he loved her more than he loved anybody else. But he gave her up for the purpose of taking sannyas to save the world.
马赫布里本人也是一样哈，这个榜样啊。那么他的妻子呢，也是幸运女神哈本身的啊，这个化身的。那么他也是呢啊，他妻子非常爱他，他也是很爱妻子的，
so
超过任何人。但是的话呢，他为了呢哈众生的话呢，他放下这些东西。
So I'm not speaking about you giving up your wife. I'm speaking about your wife. If she has a strong enough desire for bhakti, then she won't care if these other things are taken away from her.
就是说我不是叫你去放弃你妻子哈，就是说呢，如果你妻子有足够的这个品味哈，还有愿望的话呢，愿望哈，想呢去得到这个奉爱的话呢，他会呢不考虑这些，或者这东西不会考虑的，就算被拿走。
是。
If one does not have a higher taste, then he's afraid to give up the lower taste. But if he has the higher taste, then who needs the lower taste?
如果一个人有没有更高的品味，当然他不愿意放下低的品味，但是当他一旦有了更高品位后呢，低的品位东西他会很轻易放下。
But I think with a very good husband like you, who's so sincere and loving, and will give her the attention that she needs to help her understand things, that she'll certainly come up.
但是呢，如果你就说你有你这么好的一个丈夫的话呢，哈，给他足够的关注啊，关怀吧，可以说，那么他呢，可以呢，哈，就会出来。
谁谁呢？
我觉得您今天下午给我回答了这么多问题，在我的前面点了一盏大的灯泡。
You are lighting up a pop. A pop?
A pop?
You say
a bulb?
A bulb.
The light bulb?
Yeah,
oh.
In front of me.
I just pray that I don't say anything to disturb you in any way.
我只是不想好我讲一些东西骚扰到你，就困扰你了。谢谢。你把Guru给我的训示更加具体化。He said you
You
clarify Guru's instruction to me, make it more complete.
Oh yeah, to travel and preach. Yeah.
Because Guru only say a few words, and then you know somebody
yeah.
you know, sometimes we can't catch what's left.
Yeah. It's like a sutra, it's like a little
yeah.
thing that has, if you fluff it out, it has so much meaning.
That also clarified many doubts about you know, why I should follow Srila Gurudev. Srila Bhaktivedanta.
Has he read some of his books in Chinese?
Oh, 2 years ago
he read some. 而且我也帮助一些奉献者，让他们不要太极端了，让他们也应该听一看一看。
I also help some devotees to be more open, you know, some Eastern in the policy the street and type, but he helped to persuade them, you know, to be open and read books and to see what's going on.
Yeah, 有的人对我不高兴了，他说不应该这样，不应该这样，他批评我，然后第二天呢，他的东西被小偷抢走，他然后来到我这说，对不起，我冒犯了。
somebody criticized him, you know, said you should not do this, you know, you should like be strict and this don't tell that others should read and should be open, you know, hearted. And then the next day, this devotee, the devotees, everything was like stolen by the thief. And then the devotee came to him and apologized. He said, I should not offend the Srinara Maharaj.
Oh. Yeah,
too bad you got to quick realization.
And also he gave the money to the devotees, you know. Because he lost the money.
Oh.
And he, you know, in trouble. Sometimes he was stolen everything by the thief.
Wow.
In trouble.
Yeah. That's a good story.
Many stories.
What books do you have now in China, Chinese?
Small books.
I
like 22 books.
Yeah, 22. What do you have?
Small books, Butter Thief, To Be Controlled by Love, Happiness in Fool's Paradise, Essence Guitar, The Secret of Bhajan, the small booklet.
Secret of Bhajan. That's a very helpful
Madhurya
one.
Madhurya Kadambini. The Origin of Rathayatra.
Origin of Rathayatra.
Manasiksha.
Manasiksha. Yeah, those are all excellent to help.
What he does is Gurudev said, Prem Samput.
Charaka Chandrika.
Oh.
All these books.
Yeah.
Jayadam Sampat. 20 chapters.
Yeah, Jiva Dharma, 20 chapters? Whoa, wonderful.
Gurudev
explains that he puts a big spotlight by his own books and his own teachings. He puts a big spotlight on Prabhupada's books so you can see more clearly what Prabhupada wants to say.
Gurudev说了，他说我的书的话呢，就像呢，给他爸的书啊，照亮。 照亮它，好像一个灯光啊，聚焦射过来啊，让你看到哦，这一块，这一块。
Just like by Prabhupada's mercy, we can understand the previous acharyas. So by Gurudev's mercy, we can understand Prabhupada better. Another analogy that he uses is that he gives us the key to unlock the treasure chest of Prabhupada's books.
另外一个比喻的话呢，他也说我给你们这个钥匙，然后去打开帕帕的给你们这个珠宝盒。
We're already getting some treasures.
我们确实得了一些珠宝。
But inside the treasure chest of Prabhupada's books, there's another treasure chest, and that's locked for the deeper understanding.
但是呢，这个珠宝里面呢，其中有一个珠宝盒的话呢，锁住了呢哈，对于这些东西的最深层的一些理解。
And then, as I mentioned, after reading Gurudev's books and hearing from him, you go back to Prabhupada's books and it's a whole new world.
所以呢，就像我刚才提到的哈，当你呢再去聆听 Gurudev 的课，还有呢在读他的书之后，再回头去看爸爸的书，那就是全新的世界。
It's like you get a whole new set of books of Prabhupada.
对。
Very magical.
啊，这是一个很神奇的，很多东西很这种体验。
Yeah, thank you. Do you want to go to the table?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
我说我在仔细聆听。
He's hearing.
他会有什么？
你有没有那些Gurudev 那些讲课文集有没有？
没有，对吧？
没有，
他什么时候？你可以刚才给他讲课文集。训诲心意啊，常住解起源是吧？有几本书你可以带回去。
训诲的心意我有。
训诲心有。
这次。
哦，请了一本。
有一本。然后。长沙的那个马特吉啊，
哦，他要寄给你的，
他要给我寄一些，
哦哦，也可以。What? He said, Anjali want to send him some books. I said you can take some books from here, but he said Anjali already, you want to send, you want to send him books later.
Oh,
okay. But you can take a few, I think.
You have Chinese books here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
以前我有很多机会啊，可以更早的接近 Gurudev， 但是呢，他的早期在北京有一个启迪的门徒呢，他告诉我，他见过 Gurudev 的追随者 Maharaj 还抽烟。
没有。
我告诉你。OK， 所以我想，哦，不好，如果是这样的话，我应该直接我见到 Gurudev， 所以以前没有这个机会，所以这次我听 Gurudev 来了，我有三个想法：第一，我要见到 Gurudev； 第二。我要听他说什么。第三，他的门徒究竟是怎么样？
He said one week before he met one disciple initiated by the Gurudev, I think also from ISKCON, and then he said, our Gurudev's disciples, Sannyas disciples, is still smoking. I think he's smoking. And then he said that one of our Sannyas god brothers is smoking still.
Yeah.
That's why he stopped coming to us.To all these, when the preachers come into Beijing and all the places
Kim,
preaching.
Why he stopped?
He stopped coming because he heard this rumor.
Him.
Yeah, him.